Ladies and gentlemen, we are at the Central Valley Brew Fest.
The best beer festival.
You started this?
I did start this 10 years ago.
How did you even find out who we were?
Something that smelled like cum or something?
Yeah.
And I was like, who the fuck are these guys? Because we got to know who they are.
Over 50 breweries we have.
Five Window Beer Company.
We're from Dying Breed.
We're Last Call Brewing Co.
A California Seltzer Company.
Tony from Sacramento Brewing.
Crow and Wolf.
Brett Tate. I founded Dust Bowl.
The founder of Blaker Brewing is right here in the back. Getting faded today.
Central Valley Podcast. Central Valley Brew Fest. I mean, what a better batch.
Oakdale Bud.
Oakdale Bud.
This is amazing.
Very well put on.
Definitely not last time.
Oh, you go inside, it's a different vibe than outside.
Jake Martino's here. This is my old coworker from Rivets, you guys.
So what am I doing?
Oh, she almost drank.
I'm Bob Barker.
Cheers, dude. It's not radio, it's podcast. Anything fucking goes, bro. It doesn't matter.
Welcome back to another episode of Central Valley Podcast. I'm your host, Micah D'Ailey, a filmmaker, photographer, and a dude passionate about his community. This podcast focuses on the talented individuals that make up the Central Valley of California, as well as people who are passionate about what they do. The Central Valley has gotten a bad rep, and we're here to change that. If you enjoy what we're doing, we kindly ask that you download each episode, subscribe to our YouTube, and leave a rating and review on whatever podcast app you're using. And once again, thanks for tuning into another episode of Central Valley Podcast. And thank you once again for tuning in to Central Valley Podcast, you guys. This week's episode is a lot different than what it usually is. This week we went to, or last week we went to the Central Valley Brew Fest, and it was just a blast. We did our first remote podcast, and I couldn't be happier with how it was, how the turnout was. And shout out to Veronica for inviting us to the Central Valley Brew Fest. It was such a dope time, you guys. So many cool people we got to interact and meet with. And if you guys haven't heard of Central Valley Brew Fest, it's been going on for 10 years. This was the 10th anniversary of it. And basically, they just get all the local breweries to come, and it's as much as you can drink, tasters, you know what I mean? And it was just a blast. So let me go through the different breweries we talked to. And so it was a live event. There's a lot going on. There was literally a band playing outside. So there might be some random dead space throughout it, but it's such a great episode with such great guests. There was California Seltzer Company. There was Blaker Brewing, Dust Bowl, Five Window Beer Company, Dying Breed Brewing, Last Call Brewing, Sacrament Brewing, Crow and Wolf Brewing, and then also my coworker Jake hopped on for a little bit as well. A couple other random people hopped on. There was just a lot going on, you guys, but it was such a great podcast. I just kind of wanted to tell you guys it was a lot different than what our normal podcasts are. So if you're listening to it, that's what's going on. If you're watching this on YouTube, then you get what's going on. There's people walking up to us. Duffy literally fixed some lady's sandal that broke in the middle of the podcast. So it was just a great time. And I just wanted to come on here, jump on, tell you guys kind of what it's about and that it's going to be different than all the other episodes. But thank you guys once again. I appreciate the support. And merch is coming soon. So Almond Allergies and Asthma, stuff like this shirt right here, Pine and Palm. It seems like that was really popular at the Central Valley Brew Fest. Everybody wanted to get some Pine and Palm gear. So that's what we're working on right now. Once again, you guys, I love you. Thank you for all the support. And here is the Central Valley Brew Fest.
Shout out Duffy. Shout out Micah.
This is it. Central Valley Podcast.
Hey, big shout out Central Valley Podcast.
You know I had to fuck with it.
Hey, shout out Central Valley Podcast.
Ladies and gentlemen, we are at the Central Valley Brew Fest.
Welcome.
With the founder, right? You started this?
I did start this 10 years ago. Thank God I still look like I did when I started.
We're all 21 here.
Yeah, we're all 21. Yeah, exactly. Introduce yourself for those who don't know who are you. Yeah, sorry.
Don't you dare.
Just start the podcast like that. How old are you?
Hey girl, how old you be? My name is Veronica Camp, and I am the founder of the Central Valley Brew Fest.
And so how did this come to be? You know what I mean? How did you start this? Was it just an idea, or you know what I mean?
So yes and no. I founded the event because I used to be a national event planner for E&J Gallo Winery.
Oh, really?
Yes, I was. I was a fancy pants.
We have a couple friends that used to work for Gallo.
Oh, really?
Yeah.
It's the best to go for training. You learn everything you need to know, and if you're ready to apply those tools and put it into your own business, it's the best.
Gotcha. And then, you own? Go ahead, take some stickers. Yeah. This is your brand?
Yes. So I also own California Seltzer Company. The event was kind of the best of both worlds because I was also able to found my own event.
Uh-huh.
Not only my own event, but my only brand. This is actually my business partner, Charlie, right here.
Shout out, Charlie.
Yeah.
We put like people clapping in it. Hey, what's up, David? How's it going, man? Dude, nice seeing ya.
So not only did I do this event, but we were able to also do the best seltzer company there is in the Central Valley.
And where are you guys located at?
So we're actually brewed in Lodi, but we have our own tap room in Pacific Grove.
Oh, really?
So Pacific Grove is right outside of Monterey, and our location is on the beach, and it's absolutely beautiful.
Oh, God, we got to come by check it out,
Ocean
dude.
Ocean View. Will you be my guest?
Yeah, dude. Yeah, dude, definitely. We will. Yeah, we got to come out there, do some cool things. And then, so I do like a video production company as well as with the podcast.
Really?
Yeah, that's like my main...
So you're trying to plug yourself?
Yeah, I'm trying to plug myself to you. Just for some of the future, maybe in the future, you know what I mean?
I get it. Hey, yo, I love a hustle.
Yeah, exactly. And so you started this when? 10 years ago?
I started the event 10 years ago, but California Seltzer Company has been almost 3 years.
Oh, okay. So
yes. And I met Charlie, who's also the owner of Five Window Beer Company, who I'm going to tag out next.
There we go. Yeah, there we go. Yeah.
He's about to come on with the earphones.
Yeah.
He's had his brewery for about 6 years, and I met him here at this event, and he saw what a rock star I was, you know? And
that's
he was
dope.
Like, listen, I know who I want to work with. Veronica.
That's dope. And so how did you even find out who we were, out of curiosity? You just typed in Central.
He found you.
Okay.
He found you.
Magical things happen in the drive-thru of In-N-Out when you're waiting for a burger.
Oh, really? Well, we got to get this other mic, Duffy. You want to get the other mic going? But yeah, you go.
So we're sitting there, and I'm just scrolling through the feed, and then you guys popped up. I'm like, what the heck? And you guys were doing like...
What was it? Shit.
Oh,
the shit Central Valley people say?
No, it was.
Was
shit,
that it?
And something smelled like cum or something.
Yeah, and I was like,
who the fuck are these guys? Because we got to know who they are.
Yeah, dude. That's so funny.
Yeah, and I was like, these guys don't care about anything, and I love it, and I love their energy.
Yeah.
And then you guys
these guys don't care about anything, man.
Yeah.
So they're saying shit smells like cum. What is this?
I mean...
Shit doesn't smell like cum?
No, shit doesn't.
Yeah. No, shit doesn't.
No, but... Yeah, that one... Oh, no. It's in... backpack? It's right here.
Nice.
Yeah. So, what?
So we're sitting there, and then you guys, you know, Central Valley Podcast, Central Valley Brewfest. I mean, what a better batch, you know?
Dude, exactly. When she reached out to me, I was just like, man, what? We've never done a remote podcast or anything.
Oh, no way.
Never.
Oh, yeah.
And that's why when you were, like, messing with me, I was like, what do you want us to do? And you're like, just do whatever you do. And
handstands,
I was like,
jumping jacks,
yeah,
whatever.
Yeah, exactly. And I was like, oh, I mean, I guess. And then I was like, wait, there's going to be free beer? And you're like, yeah. I was like, okay, then we're down. I just wanted to make sure that there's free.
Well, we threw the line out, and there was a beer on the hook, so you guys took the bait.
Yeah, we took the bait. Here. And when we got here, we're like, I was like, what's up with this? We just get these little cups. I'm like, oh, as many as these little cups. I was like, oh fuck yeah. And so is that how it's always been with the Brewfest?
Yeah, so it's always been unlimited samples. But when I first started, I was a hard 15 breweries. And now we're at over 50 breweries. We have... 6 different wineries for VIP. So I'm going to say there's probably 200 different kinds of beer here, at least.
You can use this one now.
Oh. Well, then.
We don't have another.
Am I Bob Barker?
Yeah.
Welcome.
The price is right.
That's right. I want to give everybody a smoochie, the ones that he used to do. Even better.
It doesn't really fit, but it's okay.
Get a gust, I might blow off.
No, exactly. And so you guys linked up when again? Sorry.
Actually here in 2018.
And what brewery are you with again?
Five Window Beer Company, right behind you guys. So you guys got to try some of the beer over here too.
Two behind or where?
Just right behind you.
Oh, no, yeah, we did.
You got to try some?
Scooby.
Scooby, oh yeah, Scooby's the boy.
Yeah, we were talking to him and he was telling us all about the Lodi Farmer's Market and how it's the best thing in the valley.
Oh, you guys got to come out there.
Where are you guys from?
Merced. So we got a studio in Merced.
Okay.
And then we just do with the podcast there and then video production
and
stuff
like that. So you know
Blaker? Yeah, Blaker's actually the beer of the podcast.
Yeah, the official beer.
Oh, right on.
on. Here very cool.
Bella Luna used to do our bread. You know that?
Oh, yeah. We love Bella Luna,
so
bro.
So good.
We just did a golf tournament, and we won it, and the grand prize was gift cards to Bella Luna.
Yeah. Oh, that's
with
badass.
Chicken good. Salad.
Yeah.
Good spread.
Dude, it's fucking
it's
great.
Really good.
Dude, that's cool. That's cool. And then, so it's been going for, this is the 10th year anniversary. What, heads or tails, you guys, huh? What is this?
What is that on the table?
I think it's just a quarter.
Well, I know, that's weird.
Yeah.
Quarters are like our sign.
Oh, really? I think it was in my pocket, fell out, I put it up there.
No, that's very strange.
Yeah, that's awesome, yeah.
And my, I think we just became family.
Yeah, now we're family.
Oh, there we go.
It's like my sign for good luck.
There we go. Yeah. That's funny. How's it going? We got a photographer in the house. Perfect.
Yeah. She's your competition.
Yeah, I know. Yeah, huh? I know why. I know. I almost wanted to reach out and be like, hey, I do a video too. And I was like, well, I'm not going to do a video and the podcast. Yeah. What am I going to do?
What am I, Superman?
Yeah, yeah.
I can't fucking do it all.
I believe you guys can pull it off.
Can I curse on here?
Yeah. Oh,
okay.
There would not.
What the fuck?
Yeah. There wouldn't be a podcast if we didn't curse, man.
Did you not hear the conversation before when we said
that? Right,
we're talking about cum, jizz, and shit, man.
We draw the line at swearing, though.
Yeah.
Absolutely.
No way. No way. Shit and
cum, man. That's what most men do.
Yeah.
Butt chugging's acceptable.
Yeah, exactly.
Swearing, no.
Yeah, exactly. How's it going, guys? Grab some stickers.
Hi.
Oh, yeah.
California, dude. Yep.
Oh, my God. That's a good little line.
No, California. They're the dope clothing brand in Atwater.
Yeah.
Yeah.
California.
Yeah, exactly. It's a great name. Yeah.
That is a good name.
No problem. And then so started 10 years ago.
Yes.
And how has it grown from the beginning?
So my first event, I had 300 people. And today there's 3,000 people here.
Damn.
I know, right?
Yeah.
Damn.
Where is it? Exactly.
Who needs sound effects?
Yeah.
He's right here. I got all of them.
He's right there. It's real trap shit. You know what I mean? I like shit like that.
Son, where'd you find this?
Yeah. Exactly.
Okay. Are you so glad we found
you? Yeah, I am. I
feel like we're lifelong homies.
Yeah, exactly.
It's through that quarter right there.
It's just this quarter.
Super glue that somewhere.
Yeah.
On our little board right
there.
Right
there. Yep.
Good luck.
That should be a button in itself.
Yeah, exactly.
Hell yeah.
Okay, who are you thinking about next?
Honestly, whoever you want, just you guys can go ahead and tag somebody in, basically.
Who would be the next brewery for us to bring over for them?
And if they can bring some of their beer, or we can give you our cups to fill up some of their beer or something.
Maybe Dying Brie would be good. They're right here on the corner.
Yeah. And it's everybody we ask to cut, we're like, oh, we're going to do a podcast. We're like, we're going to have like one of you guys on, and every single brewery's like points to somebody else. They're like, that person comes on.
No, we'll just appoint them. Don't worry about it.
Exactly.
Like, hey, you're on in five.
Yeah. Nobody's going to be as good as us.
Yeah, exactly. Dude, thank you guys so much for inviting us.
Thank you so much. Please come visit us in Pacific Grove.
No, we will. We will. Yeah.
We'll make a trip out.
Crowd back there.
Did you talk about the Brewfest too over there?
I didn't.
No, go ahead. Let's talk about it. Yeah.
So September 30th, we're doing Pints on the Peninsula at our place in Pacific Grove. So it's right on Ocean View Boulevard. So it'll be an ocean view, the whole thing. The street's going to be shut down.
Charlie came up with that name, isn't it? So good.
Yeah, that's a good name. Yeah,
that's pretty sticky.
Got it.
Oh, yeah. Oh, no.
Oh, no. Naughty, naughty Kool-Aid.
Yeah, right?
Yeah.
You got it.
Yeah.
But,
September 30th.
We just started a show. This is it.
Exactly.
Dudes and a girl. What's up?
All right.
I don't come or shit.
Yeah.
Cock ratio's a little off here, but we could bring in more.
Yeah.
We don't have the right chair.
Exactly.
Yeah. Right on. Well, we appreciate you guys being here.
We appreciate the invite, man.
Thank you.
Some people over here.
We're going to get Dutch
Scooby
over.
Right there.
Yeah, Scooby's making his way. Look at his head tattoo.
Look at Scooby.
He's getting ink done.
You got to get it real, man. You got to get a real Central Valley Brewfest tattoo.
That's right.
Exactly.
Hey.
All right, just...
Thank you again.
Oh, dude, of course.
We have people over there.
Tag somebody else in, and then we'll keep it rolling in the meantime.
Oh, yeah.
All righty. We got our founders of the Central Valley Brew Fest, you guys.
Give it up one more time.
A lot more. Hey, thank you, man. Hey, Duffy. Oh, yeah. Dude, yes.
Shit.
It's okay. It's on that end. It doesn't even matter. Yeah. And then it's you're good. Don't matter.
It's like mark, straw. You're marking the territory.
We're good.
I think it's on my nose.
Yeah. No, we're good. Just roll it through. Keep it rolling because we don't want to. All right. What did you say? Come here. Yeah, they are, but.
You want a sticker on that?
It's okay. I'm in two different headphones.
I was like, you're playing them both.
Oh, wait, let me put
headphones. Cool. Or to save those for the guests. Because I think somebody's coming on right now.
I don't need to hear anything anyway. Where's my wall?
Yeah, so we are at the Central Valley Brewfest. I feel like as soon as we started this podcast, shit really got going. People were coming up to us.
Oh, yeah.
A lot's going on. You're like,
good reception, man.
Yeah, way better than I thought, honestly.
It's not like our first vendor fair.
People are like, yeah, our first vendor fair. No, our first one wasn't bad. It was our... Did we do a second one?
No, just the one.
Just the one?
At least that I.
Oh no! The one at Patty's was a little bit of a.
Oh yeah, we'll count that. But we didn't like have a microphone or anything. Like
oh
that.
Yeah, exactly. But Lindsay,
beer's great.
Yeah, my you guys know Lindsay if you're listening to the podcast, but my baby mama, my wife right here with our little baby in it.
It's not in moderation.
How's it going, you guys? So I think there's somebody coming right now, but you got anything to plug right now? Plug?
Yeah.
All right, sit down, plug something real quick.
Hell yeah.
Put the headphones on.
Welcome.
So who are you, man?
I go by the name of Ricky LLC.
Ricky LLC, what do you do, Ricky?
I do a lot of things. I manage a hotel down in Pacific Grove in Monterey Bay area.
Oh, really? So, where nice. The founders, she has the seltzer company's from, Pacific Grove.
Right next door, that's
where I'm here. Oh, really? So, dope.
Monterey Bay, I got my boy right there. That's Mr. Hustle right there. Shout out to Hus_16.
There we go.
So that's part of it. I do have a podcast myself as well called Slide Through Podcast.
Dope, dude.
Yeah, plug well. In.
Sweet.
Is that our next
question? Yeah, I think it is. Are you coming on? No, I'll come get you in 5 minutes. All right. Sounds good, man. All righty. Hey, you guys can grab a sticker if you want. Check out our podcast, Central Valley Podcast.
Yeah, we're live right now.
So yeah, our podcast started in the Central Valley, and just it gets a bad rap, and we wanted to kind of change that attitude about the area. You know what I mean?
Same thing.
Yeah.
Here in Monterey, they think of the aquarium, or they think of Selena.
Yeah.
Those are the what people think about us. So we're trying to change that too. We're trying to show the cities that there's local talent there that are doing the right thing, taking the right steps, you know, trying to just get out there and stuff, you know?
Dude, that's awesome. Yeah. And because same thing with us. And we even do like this thing called Central Valley Sessions where we have music. You know Tiny Desk Concert?
No, I haven't.
It's basically live performances.
Okay.
So every podcast, we pair up a musical artist and we do like a late night show has a musical artist on it. So every podcast has a musical artist. They perform live performances. Yeah. We produce everything. You got to check out our Instagram. We do ridiculous fucking promos, man. Our last promo, we had a limo and a duck inside the limo. And we're just
driving. Duck inside a limo? Yeah. Where do you see that?
Yeah, in the Central fucking Valley, man. And did you have like Instagram, anything where people
follow you? Yeah, Ricky_LLC. And I just got to give a shout-out to my boys from the Covenant. They're a resale store. All the Nikes you want, all the hottest stuff out there, they got it. You got to come check them out.
Dope.
And then, yeah.
What's your Instagram? At what?
At Ricky_LLC. And then look for @_the_Covenant.
And what's his?
Got to get your money. Boy in there.
_Hus_money.
There we go. Yeah. There we go.
I appreciate the opportunity. Thank you guys.
Dude, of course, man. I'm glad that you're here, man. Of course. You guys start talking, I'll go get the other guy, okay?
Yeah, for sure.
You can put this on if you want. I'll go get the other guy.
This is fun.
Well, this is turning out, I think, better than I thought would.
Oh, yeah.
I did not think there would be so much.
And if you guys can't tell, this is our first time, so we are live, and people are finding that out.
And they got something to say, apparently, after a few beers.
This is fun, but yeah, we're at the Central Valley Brewfest. If you guys have never been here, it's at the Turlock Fairgrounds. If you're listening to this, it's already happened, but keep an eye out for next year.
It's been going on for 10 years.
10 years.
We barely heard about it.
I know.
Who would have known?
I know.
And we lived in Turlock for like, like a year or two.
You guys lived down the street, like a block away?
Yeah, I know. Did not know. Wasn't aware of it.
I won't say the street. I mean, I guess it doesn't matter, but like, because you guys don't live there anymore.
Oh shit,
but
he's coming back.
We should have brought one more pair of headphones, I guess.
Oh, yeah. It's all right.
Yeah, it don't matter.
Yeah.
It's funny because the auto noise thinks that someone's talking.
You want to put definitely a square sticker on that little one.
I'm down with it. I'm down with it.
Yeah. We got to show the brand. The brand is strong.
Exactly.
And here comes our next guest.
Our woo! Next guest from
Dying Breed.
Go ahead, put those on your head if you can.
Will
put
do.
Back or wherever you want.
I'm going heavy on the sounds today.
Yeah, they could do that. There we go. We got this. All right. You hear us in here?
You know what? I've done way too many recording sessions of music to mess with that. So.
I gotcha. How's it going, man?
I am fantastic. Can you guys hear me?
There we go.
Can you hear me okay?
Yeah, now we can. Now we can. So why don't you introduce yourself?
I'm Josh with Dying Breed. Trying to put a hat on.
Over the headphones.
It works if you wear like this, too. Yeah. So if you want to do that.
It looked as silly as it sounded.
Yeah, exactly.
So I'm Josh. I'm one of the three owners of Dying Breed. And we've been out here for, this is our third year presenting. And then I was out here for a lot of years before. I say joining in the debauchery.
Yeah, exactly. And where's Dying Breed from?
Oakdale.
Oakdale, bud!
You guys haven't seen any of our stuff, our shows that are going out there?
I don't know. I'm trying to, we need to.
This is not good for radio, but I'm just going to.
No, it doesn't matter. Dude, it's not radio, it's podcast. Anything fucking goes, bro. It doesn't matter. Have you seen, we did a whole.
I love when you can say the fuck word.
Yeah, dude. FCC, oh, yeah, people are like, can you cuss? I'm like, yeah, it doesn't fucking matter, dude. What are you talking about? Yeah, exactly.
So real quick, I need names real quick, because I don't want
to. Micah.
Okay, Micah.
Mike.
I'm Duffy.
Josh.
Lindsay. Yep.
Duff. Is it?
Duffy. Yeah, yeah. So we did a whole thing called Shit Central Valley People Say. And so we did like Oakdale Bud was in it. It was like, oh, this place smells like shit. Like, we're in between Fresno and Sacramento, just looping it. You know what I mean?
How many times have the words hella been used?
Dude, I go, what's phrases you only hear in the Central Valley? It's just one response of hella. That's it.
That's the I've already run the whole joke, but it's not that. You know what you call a shitload of choppers, right?
What? Hella?
Helicopter.
That's funny, dude.
So dumb.
Helicopter.
Hang on, here we go.
No, it don't matter. It's all good, dude.
You can look at that. That's our beer garden.
Oh, dude, that's fucking sick. Damn, big ass venue and area.
Show Duffy. Wow.
Because we
can fill up the place.
We're pretty close.
No, we fill the hell out of that place. So.
Dude, that's fucking sick, dude. That's cool. And you just get different bands to roll through and stuff?
Yeah. We've been, again, a lot of me growing up, old musician. I wouldn't say I'm any good anymore, but we still have like the friends that are good. So
that
helped when we started out. And then during the COVID times, we had the outdoor area, so it worked out pretty well.
Mm-hmm.
And then also Oakdale's Oakdale, and kind of don't listen to anybody. We just do what we want anyway.
Yeah, exactly.
So, well,
yeah, exactly. Well, that's a thing that a lot of the Central Valley has in common. Yeah. Honestly, it's just kind of like, we don't fucking care, so we're gonna do whatever we want to do. Okay.
Yeah. Well, I wouldn't put it that way. It's not that we don't care.
Yeah. Go ahead.
I would put it more. That especially our entire town, I think if you asked anybody to do anything, anybody in our town would help you.
Yeah.
But if you ever told anybody in our town what to do, it's not going to work out.
That's
well.
A perfect way to
and
say
that's
it.
That's the best way to
say
it, like, because it's not hard to ask. Like,
yeah.
So that's, I think that would probably.
That's cool, man. And so when did Dying Breed start?
So we, next week is our tap room anniversary, our third. But our like the origin story. So if we go back, the dark days of the child version of the brewery.
Adolescence. Yeah.
We were almost done with a brewery build out.
Mm-hmm.
We'd got our system operational. We had brewed. We had six fermenters full of beer. We had kegged off the first four, and we were going back in and brewing again. And then March, whatever it
2020?
Was.
2020?
Yeah.
Oh, 2020 yeah,
came
yeah.
And like, all brewery shut down indefinitely. And I was like, maybe I should have bet my house on something else. but then they end up having the, being able to sell to the street. And so it was super cool because then the whole town came out.
and to support you guys and stuff. I mean, yeah,
everybody. It was like we had there were cars from where
like lined
on the,
up,
we're
right?
on the outside of town,
uh-huh.
and the backup was all the way through town.
Dude, that's awesome.
So we were running out of beer, and we had to. We thought that the three owners were like, oh, we could probably do, you know, we're not going to have to brew that much. We bought, a bigger system than we thought we needed.
Yeah.
We're like, you know, we can handle this. And we're like, we can't handle this. And,
yeah. You're like, how are we going to handle it when we're actually open if we can't even handle this right now?
So we got our first head brewer. Like, we were figuring, oh, we're a couple years away from that. We had our first brewer, Colin, came to us from Alvarado.
Oh, really?
And he was from Modesto. And then, so everything was just insane.
Yeah.
And that we couldn't keep up to the point that when we opened up, we got down to one point where we had like three beers on tap. And we were on the last keg.
Of those beers? One of them?
One of them. And we're like, what are we going to do? Our number one in our tap room, which you're not going to see like at Brewfest. We don't bring it here, but it's like our Mexican lager, like in the tap
room. Yeah.
So, and in the brew world, most people don't start with that because they take a long time.
Yeah.
You can turn out a good hazy in 17 days.
Yeah. Grab some stickers, you guys. Yes.
It'll take us like sometimes 10 to 12 weeks before we're
happy. Oh, really?
Yeah. I would say it's mostly 12 weeks is kind of our
average. For a lager?
Before we'll let it go out. Because we'd rather be low on it than send out something that's less quality than mm-hmm. what we could do. I mean, everybody gets a turd every once in a while. You're like, oh, that didn't turn out how you wanted. But mm-hmm. for the most part, you know, this is the one that we do all the time. So we just dealt with that and figured mm-hmm. it out. And Oakdale, you know, Oakdale will tell you what Oakdale wants.
Oakdale Bud.
Oakdale Bud.
Yeah, I used to work at Rivets in Modesto, but all my coworkers, like, they would just start saying, like, Oakdale Bud.
Yeah.
And this was, like, I don't know, 2018, maybe 2017. Yeah. And then, like, I was like, man, like, I honestly didn't get, is there anything behind that? Or do you know?
Well,
let's get down to the bottom
I'm
of this.
Gonna, I'm just going to say, like, right now it's kind of in to have the Pit Viper and mullets.
Yeah.
But in the last, you know, probably 20 years when it wasn't, there's still been guys rolling around in, you know, like splatter paint Oakleys
with
a full-on, you know, business up front party in the back. And there's a lot of Oakdale Bud.
Yeah.
So I would say its origins aren't, you know, necessarily the most flattering. But if you can enjoy the hilarity of it, and again, I already went back to the, you know, it's not rational that you could ask somebody to do something and they're happy to do it, but you tell them not to, and it's like the militia, you know?
Yeah.
I will die.
What do you mean I can't do this? Yeah.
Because someone said the word can't or don't, it's like, so there's
more
a little
enticing,
bit,
yeah.
But I wouldn't want to be anywhere other than Oakdale. Our town is so awesome.
Dude, it is. I love because I used to live in Turtle Lock, and I'd always drive through Oakdale when I went to places. Always stop, grab some food and stuff like that. And I love the look of the downtown and everything else. You know, it has a real unique look to it.
Yeah, Last Call has a sweet downtown
mm-hmm.
Tap room. So you'll find me there too.
Yeah.
I don't know if you know those guys at all.
I don't know. Are they here?
Yeah. No, they're right. So we have our.
You guys are right here, Dying Breed.
Right next to us.
So whenever we're done here talking, we can talk as long as we want, but you'll tap someone else in. So you go, hey, blah, blah, blah.
Yeah.
So if you want to go get them to come on,
our town, like that whole, you know, I'm sure you hear that in the industry that people, you know, tend to get along pretty well.
Yeah.
It's, you know, you can't solve everybody's problems type stuff.
Yeah.
But it's that whole thing. It's real.
Uh-huh.
Like, we live it in our town. And it's that part is so cool.
Yeah.
So if there's anything that's like, you know, that this industry shows is that there's still people who, you know, there's still like a lot of good people.
There is.
And if you need a hand, people will, you know, again, just like everything, I'm sure there's some turds out there.
Yeah.
But in our town, I think we have a pretty good deal, and it's awesome.
Yeah. So, well, and it's cool when people don't look at each other. It's like, instead of competition, you guys are just like, you're friends in the same industry.
Oh,
you
yeah.
know what I mean? Like, and it's so much better to look at people like that, because if you look at people as your competition, then you're going to be left with nobody to be cool with. You know what I mean? Like,
so So that's pretty awesome. How, what's your guys' origin story? Like, how long has this podcast
been going
on?
So this podcast is about 2.5 years old right now. And we started in, so we have
in
a studio
house.
In my house, basically, in a spare bedroom. And the whole idea was, oh, I did 5 episodes, didn't really, like, it was like, I'm going to record 5 episodes, and I don't know what it's going to be about, I don't even know what the name of it is, you know what I mean? And then it got to a point where it's like, you know, the Central Valley gets a bad rep, and I don't think it's deserved, you know what I mean? A lot of people talk shit about the area, and there was no one talking good about the area, and I kind of wanted to start, you know, like, we have cool businesses, we have cool, talented athletes, I mean, fucking Josh Allen, all these people are from the Central Valley, you know what I mean? And I just wanted to start changing that stigma about it. And so we just started in my house, and we ended up getting a little studio in Merced, and so now we have a studio in Merced. And just, I just want people to know, like, hey, like, it's not nearly as bad as people make it out to be. We got cool stuff here. We do ridiculous promos. If you follow our Instagram, we, like, go all out. You know, like Step Brothers, Boats and Bros and Hoes? We redid it to be Boats and Bros, and we, like, rapped about all the towns in the Central Valley and stuff in it. And, like, so we just want to show people, like, hey, you can have a good time here. You know what I mean? And that's our origin story, basically.
Awesome.
You know what I mean?
Who did the whole rap?
We both did. Me and him, me and this guy. Yeah. So one of us was Will Ferrell, one of us was John C. Reilly's character.
Dale.
Yeah. And we literally took our friend's Bo. Dad's boat out onto like Lake McClure, and we're out there just fucking like doing ridiculous shit and making all of our other friends go with us and stuff.
Should we crash it in true form?
Like, yeah.
I love to hear that stuff's still going on, because, you know, you never know with, I grew up as a music guy doing stuff like that. You know, we used to do albums where we would put them out, and we would have to come up with fake names because we totally knew we were going to get sued. So.
Yeah.
And we were working on... just in the same thing. We should talk more about beer, like the hilarity of it. It was like when we were redoing the Thriller album, which that was the one that we never got all the way out.
Yeah.
But like my recording of it was I got Human Nature, which is by far
one
of the hardest songs to try to cover because it's so MIDI and stuff, and it is a very specific genre.
Mm-hmm.
And you know the audience you're playing to. So I did it as a Monster 80s love ballad narrated by Sean Connery.
Oh,
and it has like a 6-minute guitar solo.
Yeah, that's sick.
And just got drunk and went out and yelled for like an hour. Got whiskey drunk and yelled for an hour so I could drop my vocals down by
Yeah.
And so that you're talking about the stuff on that. Please keep that going.
Dude, we will, man.
Please keep teaching the kids. And, God, that makes me happy to hear that you guys are doing that.
Of course.
I'm sure you have so many film things that you can never release to anybody that are hilarious.
Yeah.
Do you ever have the private, where there's like a private showing where you have to like do an NDA? I'm in.
Okay.
Absolutely.
Exactly. And so how can people support you guys at Dying Breed? Either Instagram that you can follow, your location, everything else?
We're all over Instagram, Facebook. You can go to our website, our events page.
How's it going, guys? Grab some stickers.
Always updated.
Yeah.
You know, we have a bunch of cool shows coming up. A lot of them are already sold out, but everything that we have going on there, we're in we don't have that much distribution in the Turlock area, but if you're in Murphy's, Sonora, any of these other places, we're pretty readily available. Most of the mountain areas and stuff but our favorite thing is I mean, out of any of that, is for people to come and do the experience at our brewery.
Uh-huh.
And I could talk about it, I could show pictures of it.
Yeah,
you just kind of
you gotta go there to experience
it's
it.
Almost and they're depending on what type of performance is for maybe lack of a better term, your church.
Yeah.
If you find what that is, it's an amazing deal. So, that was kind of what we wanted to do, and doing things, you know, a little bit different. And
yeah, dude, that's awesome. That's what I love about the Central Valley. Everyone does things kind of how they want to instead of how everybody else is doing. Like, if you go to, like, bigger cities, it's everyone's doing stuff the same way. Central Valley, each individual person and thing is doing it their own way that they want to. You know what I mean?
Well, we tried to come out and have a good showing today. We brought the...
Bring these rope things or no? Yeah.
Yeah, we brought the... My partner is hilarious on what he... this is his partner on what he will make and find sometimes. So that long story on the hilarious limo. And,
I love that fucking limo.
We got the keg roping. We've got the beer puppet.
Custom Hawaiian shirts.
Oh, yeah.
Oh, that dude, that's sick.
We have the beer puppeteer over there. We have the water limbo.
That's what that is.
Oh, I was looking at that. I was like, what is that? I was like, is that Mister?
And we have some really damn good beer, and I hope you guys.
Yes, you
do. You all have some to try.
Yeah.
We have Keen and the. Oh,
the 50-50? The creamsicle one is fucking. That's my favorite beer so far here, bro. Okay. Oh, yeah.
Fantastic.
That's my. Yeah. That, dude, I had that. I was like, dude, this is my fucking shit right now.
And those are the only ones we've tried.
I'm sure the other ones are good.
Yeah. No, what's your beer style, Duffy? What's your main thing that you like?
I keep it on the down low, but right now I'm on my seltzer phase, but I've been, seltzers, light beers, and like ales.
Yep.
I had my IPA phase, but it was just so heavy.
Dude, lawnmower beers, it's all I drink.
Yeah.
I got too much to do.
Yeah, exactly. Yeah. I love lagers, and then I just love like some sours and some I'm a big fan. Like, I think the older I get, I'm a big fan of light beers, just because IPAs, I'm down for one of them, one or two of them, but I can't drink five IPAs like I used to myself personally. You know what I mean?
When it gets heavy, if you're at Oakdale, please do us the courtesy of letting us know you're coming.
Uh huh.
And I'll try to meet you there and give you a little tour. Dude, of the whole thing. So that's kind of my jam. So
fuck yeah, awesome, dude. Thank you so much for coming
for
on,
me.
Blessing us. Go ahead, tag in one of your other brewery buddies and just say, hey, they're doing a podcast over there. They want to hear your story.
You got it. We'll do.
All
right. See which one of them I can get right now.
There we go. Perfect.
Awesome.
Thank you, my dude. Ladies and gentlemen, Dying Breed Brewery. Look us up on Instagram. We got great promos.
This podcast is brought to you by Marcus Rodriguez. If you're looking to buy or sell your home in this competitive market and you're not too sure where to start, look no further than Merced's preferred realtor, Marcus Rodriguez. He'll make sure the process goes as easy as possible, and you can reach him at 209-554-1715. Once again, that's 209-554-1715. You can visit his website, www.myagentmarcus.com, or email him, info@myagentmarcus.com. Thanks again, Marcus. This podcast is brought to you by Thor. No, not the God of Thunder. The dude who does tattoos in Merced. Now, if you're in the Central Valley area and you're looking to get a tattoo, look no further than this dude right here. He's a versatile artist that specializes in black and gray realism. He's located in Merced at the Merced Tattoo and Piercing Company. And if you'd like to make an appointment with him, the best thing you can do is follow him on Instagram. That's @_THOREEEEE. That's @_Thor with 5 E's. You click the link in the bio, and that is exactly how you make the appointment. So thank you again, Thor, and please go check him out. This podcast is brought to you by Be Junk Free Merced. Everyone has stuff that is taking up space, but not everybody has the time or equipment to do something about it. And that's where Scott Levesey comes in. If you have junk overtaking your garage, yard, that spare room, or even a storage unit, give Be Junk Free Merced a call at 209-233-1519. Once again, it's 209-233-1519. He'll give you an estimate, and the best part about Be Junk Free Merced is that he will clean up the mess for you. So you just point, and he'll clean it up for you. You know how he's not going to drop off a trailer and make you do the work. He's going to make sure that he does the work for you guys. So go ahead and give Scott Levesey a call at 209-233-1519. Thanks again, Be Junk Free.
All righty. Damn, this is way cooler.
The headphones, I can't hear nothing without them.
We should have just brought normal headphones too, or something.
Oh yeah. I mean, if we have the adapter. Oh right, I only have AirPods.
Yeah, exactly. Oh wait, could you do Bluetooth that way? Could you?
I'm not sure, but we've already started rolling. I can't put it in now.
Yeah, well, this is honestly a lot more popping than I...
Throw some stickers more towards the front. I feel like there's actually a lot of people...
Dude, I can't believe how many people want stickers. Sorry, you guys, we've been lacking on this sticker game. Whoever wants stickers...
Maybe those ones, too.
Yeah.
You guys want to see stickers, or you guys want to buy hats?
Look at Duffy showing it to the camera right there. $20.
Own shit.
Exactly.
You want a sticker for your phone, your car.
I know, sorry.
Laptop. You want to put it on your loved one's faces.
We should do temporary tattoos.
Some hennas? We should do some hennas? Some CVP? What are they saying?
Pine and palm, too.
Or pine and palm, that'll be good.
You have the real thing.
Though. Yeah, I know. We need to get some.
What am I doing? Oh, my God.
Oh, she almost drank.
Sorry, it's a reflex.
Somebody roll that back. Yeah. Somebody roll that back.
Izzy's getting faded today.
Whoa.
I wonder if that mixer board has extra headphones or anything.
I don't know if that guy's going to allow us to borrow his stuff.
Listen here, motherfucker. No, it don't matter. We don't even know who that guy is.
Uh-oh. I'm sure it's fine. If they need to
here we go. Here we go.
I'm going to speak right here.
There we go. All right, we got our next guest, Last Call Brewing Company. Go ahead, put these on with that dope Don't Trip Mac Miller hat on, bro.
Nice.
Whatever way, yeah. How's it going, man? What's your name?
I'm Walt. I'm Walter, sorry.
Walter, you're
nice
good.
To meet you.
No worries.
You guys too. What are you guys' names?
I'm Micah.
I'm Duffy.
Lindsay. Micah, Duffy, Lindsay. Awesome.
Yes.
Nice to meet you guys.
Yeah.
So we have Central Valley Podcast. So so your Last Call Brewery, tell us a little bit about you guys.
We are in Oakdale. We've been in Oakdale since,
bud.
2014. So we've been around for 9 years. We're the oldest operating brewery in Oakdale now. We've got two other breweries in town that really bring a lot more people into town for beer, so that's really cool. And I've been with the company for 7 years.
Nice.
Yeah, since 2016, so 7 years.
So just 2 years after they opened, basically.
Yeah. So the first year was, you know, getting everything in order, getting all the equipment, getting everything set up to be open, and then they opened to start serving in 2015 after getting everything ready in 2014, and then I came on in 2016.
Nice. And what would you come on as? Just like as a...
I came on to serve beer. I came on to be a beer tender, so I was behind the bar. That led to, a few months into that, managing the tap room, so booking food trucks and setting schedules for our staff, hiring people, and then I started wanting to know how the beer was made. So I got into the brew house with the two owners, Josh and Brian, who are the brewers at the time.
Uh-huh.
After about a year of that, they kind of told me, you know what you're doing, go for it and learn on
dope.
The spot.
That's
so
dope.
So I've been brewing all the beer myself probably the last 4.5 years.
That's sick.
And once we moved our tap room from our small warehouse location to our downtown location, in 2019, that's when I stopped working front of house and I just took over the brewing operations.
Dude, that's sick. And so from 2014 is when they got started.
Yep.
And then the last gentleman that was here, what was his name?
Josh Malcolm.
Yeah.
One of the owners of Last Call is Josh Garcia. So
okay,
two Joshes and
two breweries in Oakdale.
Yeah.
Gotcha. I asked him about Oakdale Bud. I was like, where does that come from, man? And he was like, I mean, just like mullets and Pit Viper type of vibe.
I guess so. I mean, he'd have a better answer than me. I'm not from Oakdale originally. So I'm a transplant there. So
guys, where are you from?
I grew up in the Bay Area.
Oh, okay. How'd you end up in the Central Valley, dude?
So my family's from the city. I grew up in Richmond. Nice. I went to school in Chico, and then I met a girl in Chico that was from Oakdale, and I moved back down for that reason. That was years ago. We're not together anymore. I'm happily married to someone else.
But
that's what got me to town.
Yeah.
Was a girl in college that I met.
And how do you like the Central Valley, man?
It's too hot. It's way too hot.
Hey, normally it's like 105, you know, so with the 92, I'll take it. And there's a nice little breeze right now, so I'll take it.
Today it's not too bad, but growing up, you know, in the city and on the Bay, it's...
You're used to 65 every single day, bro.
65 and overcast is my favorite weather.
So,
but, you know, besides the weather, it's rad, especially in Oakdale, there's a solid community that supports the
brewery. I was going to say, I think that's what I really like about Central Valley is no matter what town you're from, there's a good community in every town that's all about supporting local, you know what I mean?
Definitely, especially through the pandemic, you know, we had going to go sales only, you know, for half a year, 9 months, whatever it was. We didn't see a huge dip in our numbers, or at least not as big as we thought we would, because everyone really came out and rallied and said, hey, that's our brewery, this is our town, we're going to do everything we can to support them. And that's, you know, that's been the case before the pandemic, and that's been the case since with the support that we get in our tap room and just all around the valley where we distribute our beer.
That's awesome. And do you guys do any events and anything at your brewery and stuff?
Yeah, so we do a few weekly things. We've got a different setup than, say, Dying Breed with Josh you just had on. They've got a big concert venue, right?
Yeah, he just showed us a picture of it and stuff. I was like, oh, damn, that's massive, dude.
They do killer shows. It's I go to them all the time. It's a great time. Our tap room's a bit smaller. It's a little more intimate. It's a lot more focused on bring your buddies in, sit down, drink a beer. But we do have trivia every week on Tuesday nights.
Nice.
That's a pretty big hit because we're the only trivia in Oakdale.
Yeah.
You've got to go to downtown Modesto to get another one.
Yeah.
So that works out. We also have musicians usually on Wednesdays or Friday nights. Just solo musicians. We don't have the space for a big band.
Yeah.
But a solo musician will bring in a good crowd.
Mm-hmm.
And then we have our farmers market that just started up in Oakdale on Saturday mornings. And Oakdale loves their farmers market. So they're open 8 to 11. And we open early at 11 on Saturdays to kind of keep the party going.
Oh, that's cool. That's
yeah. So it's 2 blocks away from our tap room.
So what time do you guys open on Saturdays?
Saturday we're open 11 to 10 p.m.
Oh, like, I thought you were gonna say you open at 8 a.m. No, I was oh damn, you're really trying to get people. I like let's party it up, you guys.
We open up right at the end of the farmer's market.
Okay, so if you're done, come down, have a beer, and then you guys are you like food truck based, where there's food trucks that come in, basically different food trucks and stuff?
Definitely, we're open 7 days a week, and we usually have a food truck at least 5 of those, sometimes 6. You know, a couple of the slower nights we won't have a food truck, but we've got a solid rotation of food trucks based in the Central Valley that come through. The Rock Pizza Oven, he's been working with us since we opened, so he's been with us for a really long time. East Meets West, which is based out of Oakdale, there's a couple taco trucks that come by, so we've got a good selection, and that's all on our website too. Our food truck schedule, as long as what's on tap at the time, is on our website, www.lastcallbrewco.com. I'm going to throw a shameless plug.
Yeah, no, go ahead. And then your Instagram and stuff that people can follow
Our Instagram, our Facebook, even on Untappd. I know a lot of people probably here at the Central Valley Brewfest use Untappd. It's like
That's a beer rating app, right?
Yeah. It's all at Last Call Brewing or Last Call Brewing Co. Our website, www.lastcallbrewco.com. You can find all our events, all our beer releases, all of our food trucks, anytime that we're releasing anything new or doing anything cool, you can find it on the socials on the website.
Dude, that's dope. That's dope. Well, dude, I want to thank you for coming here, fucking talking about your brewery. We're here. We're a Central Valley podcast, so we just like to support local businesses and bring awareness that, like, hey, Central Valley's gotten a bad rep, you guys, and we're just trying to change it. You know what I mean? We're just trying to be like it's not as bad as everyone's making it out to be. You know what I mean? Growing up, it's like a lot of people like talk shit about the area, and we're just trying to show people like, hey, there's cool stuff here. There's cool businesses. There's cool people.
Dude, I get it. Growing up in Richmond, the number one question was like, really? Richmond? Really? Yeah. You're okay? You made it?
Yeah.
You grew up there. There's a lot of good when you grow up in it, and letting people see that is really cool. So I appreciate you guys having me on, and if you're in Oakdale,
dude, we want to stop by Dying Breed, and we're gonna stop by Last Call.
Yeah, there's 3 breweries in town, man. So there's plenty of reason to stop in, have a couple beers, and spend the night and eat some dinner. And Grains of Virtue is another. They're not here today. They're another Oakdale brewery though, and so we've got 3 in town.
For a little town like that's dope.
It's pretty great. We've all been doing pretty good.
And then you guys get a lot of traffic too, when people go into the mountains and stuff. You know what
Summertime,
I mean?
Summertime, huge tourist traffic. So,
dude, that's awesome. And the way we've been doing it is like, once you leave, we want you to tag in another brewery, brewery buddy or whatever.
All right.
And just kind of walking back over here, and then we'll go from there.
All right, I'll do my best to grab one. Have you guys had anyone from Blaker Brewing?
Oh, so Blaker's the official beer of the podcast. But grab Amanda or the other guy.
We haven't had him on yet, but go.
So go tell them that we're ready for them.
Definitely. I'll go let
All right. Hey, man. Thank you again. I appreciate it.
Nice to meet everybody. You guys have a great day.
Thank you.
Of course. Man, you guys.
Is your camera hot, you think, or no?
It's going.
I'm sure it's hot
as fuck. Here, I'll go check it and see if it's, I can move in the shade a little bit.
Yeah, we still have the audio, though, so we're fine.
How hot is it right now?
You want to guess and we'll play that game?
I'm going to say 89.
I was going to go 91.
Ooh, that's good though.
Micah, what's your guess on temperature?
What?
What's your guess on temperature right now?
With my what?
Your guess on how hot it is right now.
91.
I said 91.
92.
Okay. It's 90. None of us win.
What'd you guess?
89.
I said 89. You need to move that can away from me, because my instincts tell me to grab that.
Whose was that? Was that
the very first Brewfest lady?
Yeah, that was her.
Veronica. Yeah. But we need. I want to tell Blaker to fill up our thingies, honestly, but.
I'm forgetting to tell the guests to fill up our drinks.
I always tell Blaker to do it for the next person. Be like, can you have them bring a beer?
Yeah, exactly. Well, dude.
They're like, nah.
It looks cooler being a little closer. It's definitely off-centered, so let me fix that. Okay.
Yeah. But while we're waiting, again, I'm going to plug our merch. You can find it at Central Valley Podcast on Instagram. You can find hats. You can buy the Almonds, Allergies, and Asthma shirt, which we don't have. But you will find it. You'll find it online. You'll find our promos. You'll find Boats and Bros. You'll find shit Central Valley Podcast, or Central Valley People Say.
Central Valley Pop-Up.
Yeah.
Oh, that'd be cool.
That way people can see the logo on it.
Yeah.
So that's the next...
That's the next one.
You got to talk way into this thing.
The music is so loud here.
Yeah. So if you're listening, we are around 3,000 people. So that is
fuck
in a
you,
band.
Bay Area,
yeah.
In LA.
As you heard on the last couple podcasts that we said. Or on the future podcast.
When that guy was like, oh, Bay Area, I was like, oh. Fuck you, no.
They didn't like us last time we talked about the Bay Area.
Yeah, exactly.
They don't like our kind.
The logo, though, man, the stickers are a fucking hit. Way more than I thought. I don't know.
You gotta price them $1 a sticker.
No, 50 cents.
No, we're not really gonna price them. That was a joke.
For 10 of them.
I saw a couple people come up to the hats because they were like, oh, what's going on? And they come here and want to buy the hats, but they see they're alive. So we'll just pretend that we're live when they come in and be like, sure, buy a hat.
Yeah, yeah, there we go, yeah. Please, please.
What a draw.
Wow.
Where's the beer of the podcast? Come on.
Well, like, we've already been on there.
We've already
times.
Been on the podcast.
Yeah.
We're on it every fucking episode. You think we care about this thing?
No, Duffy, tell your joke.
My joke? Oh, yeah.
Duffy's just upset that there's no Bud Light here, man.
I just want Bud Light. I think they run great campaigns, and they don't upset anybody.
Like, nobody in the Central Valley is upset by Bud Light right
I'm
now.
I'm sure anyone would not object to handing me a Bud Light right now.
Exactly.
A light beer.
Oh, my God.
I just want a light beer.
I've tried 8 different beers.
Too many IPAs. Too much going on. There's another mullet over there. Flexing over there. Look at that guy with the mullet.
Mullet!
Flexing. Mullet!
You need to start getting more people with mullets. Know what you should do?
What?
Is at one point just
walk around,
take pictures with as many people. If they have a mullet, we could try to
take a picture
them.
With them.
Yeah.
The mullets of the Central Valley Brewfest, basically.
Yeah.
Show me that waterfall.
Yeah.
Go ahead, grab a sticker, you guys. Check out our podcast. Dude, check it out, bro. We got ridiculous promos. We got a lot going on.
I think you got some mullet.
Dude, look it up. All right, awesome. I appreciate you, man.
I think he had a mullet.
A little baby mullet.
It's growing. It's growing in there.
There's another baby little mullet.
So you can only do a bigger mullet? Is that?
One sticker?
What are we talking?
No, just take it out of it.
I need to talk.
Oh, gotcha. Oh, we're waiting for another brewery to come on, but you got anything to plug?
I'm drunk, so we can talk about anything you want to talk about.
Well, introduce yourself and what you like about the Central Valley Brewfest, man.
I'm John Jones, so I like the... I like free beer, so I'll drink anything you got.
John Jones, you guys. We just had the UFC fighter John Jones on the podcast, you guys.
John Bones Jones.
He must. He stayed out of the sun, I guess. He looks a little lighter here.
Yeah, I know, huh?
Definitely not the 245 pounder that I thought he would be.
I might go. I'm going to go yell at Blaker, okay? Not yell at him, but I'm just going to go.
The world was here.
I'm going to go get Blaker to come jump on,
well,
okay?
Fill your things I know, with yeah. mugs.
And you guys hold it down. Keep talking.
We'll hold it down. What am I doing? Oh, yeah. Hell yeah. Let's refill. Refill time.
Refill time.
Hi.
Wow, these like headphones really cancel out like outside noise.
It's loud out there. I'm so glad that the headphones are working.
That's why I'm just quiet the whole time whenever you guys are talking. I'm like, I can't hear at all.
I know.
It's wild. So I'm like, oh man.
If I didn't have these, I don't know what the guests would be saying at all.
Yeah, you should have brought more.
Man, what a turnout. There's like apparently there's 3,000 people here.
Oh shit. There's a Blaker right there.
Here. Uh-oh. Okay, well, we are missing our host. And he is
he
coming.
He went to go grab someone because he was like, I don't think there's...
Yeah, they were...
Oh, yeah.
Had to track him down.
But jump in.
He went that way. Hi, Lindsay.
That's the brewer of
the Blaker. Oh, yeah. There
nice.
Go.
But yeah, come on in. We'll start it without him. What's
that? We can start without him if you want. You can grab the headphones, okay. And then that'll be your mic.
He's refilling his little taster cup, too.
Can I get a refill?
But yeah, welcome. We have Blaker, the official beer of the Central Valley Podcast.
How's it going, guys?
Oh, there's the name of the hour.
I'm the new host now. Mike is no longer the host.
Baby.
How you doing, man?
How's it going, sir?
Oh, it's going pretty good.
Gosh.
It's a lovely day.
Dude, it is a lovely day. We got a head brewer here, huh? Why don't you introduce yourself? I don't know if you already did. Sorry.
Not yet. I didn't.
My name is Jake Wood. I'm the head brewer for Blaker Brewing.
Yes, dude. Oh, there we go. We got some clapping for you and everything. With the beer of the podcast here at the Central Valley Brew Fest, you guys. Cheers, man. What are you drinking?
I'm drinking the Maibock from Dust Bowl.
Nice.
I think that's what they released today. It's really nice.
Nice. We're drinking the Honey Babies by, you know, none other than Jake himself, huh?
Oh, yeah. I do. And Amanda. And Amanda. Mm. Don't forget about her.
And Amanda. You guys are a big-ass line over there right now.
Oh.
So are you working today or are you enjoying today?
No, I just kind of strolled in.
Nice.
You're a consumer today, huh?
I am a consumer, yes.
You're like, I really need to expand my beer taste and taste these other local breweries so I can create some new stuff for Blaker, huh?
Yeah, exactly. I mean, that's the beautiful thing about the beer community. And I was talking to another brewer about this just the other day, but it's, we feel like,
thank you. Take a sticker, man. So where are you sitting there?
Oh, yeah. No, I was talking to the brewer at, there's two brewers over at Five Eye Brewing. I don't know. Do you know those guys?
Where are they over at?
Series.
Oh, Series 2.
So
okay.
It's about, maybe a 5-minute drive.
Mm-hmm.
Really great small brewery. But yeah, we were talking about how, you know, like we help them, they help us, and, you know, pretty much any brewery I talk to is more than willing to help us out if we need something. And so it's just beautiful because a lot of industries are competitive. You know what I mean?
Uh-huh.
And while we all still want to be successful, we realize that if we help each other, it's going to make for a better beer region.
Yeah, exactly. You know? That's cool. Literally, the last guest that we're talking about, how some people look at other people in their industries as competition, but when you do that, it kind of leaves you being like a lone wolf. You know what I mean?
Yeah.
But it's really cool seeing people come together. And the Central Valley, honestly, I feel like, I always say this on my podcast, but like if you're born in Fresno, if you're born in Modesto, if you're born in Ripon or wherever, you know what I mean? All of our childhoods, everything is very similar. Even though we're like an hour apart, 2 hours apart, it's very similar. You know what I mean?
Absolutely.
And where are you originally from?
Well, I was born in Santa Cruz.
Oh, really?
Yeah. But my parents moved to Merced when I was just a few years old. And then,
where'd you go to school, Merced?
Merced Christian.
Oh, okay, gotcha.
It's closed now.
We have a couple of friends that, or they were in the Stone Ridge area.
That used to be on G stuff. Street, right?
Yeah,
yeah,
yeah. I think it's just a church now, but it's, you know, pretty close to
Yosemite.
And then my parents moved into Cathy's Valley. So,
In
fourth grade, I transferred into Mariposa.
So I
finished out school through there, and then went to college in Fresno.
Fresno State.
Pacific.
Oh, Fresno Pacific University.
Yeah. So, you know, business management.
Nice.
Well, it was nice, but then I dropped out when I was a junior.
Yeah. I mean, I went to school for many different things.
List it.
I went to school in the very beginning to become a history teacher. Then I majored in anthropology. Then I majored in business. Then I majored back in history. And then I finally, and then sustainability and business, ended it with like, hey, a counselor, what's the quickest thing I can get a bachelor's degree in? And they're like, educational studies. And I'm like, all right, I'll be a teacher. Grab some stickers, you guys.
I know, it's so funny. My mom, you know, she's got her master's in education.
Cheers, you guys.
Cheers, guys.
Cheers.
But she was originally an art major.
Oh, really?
And then she realized that was not going to.
Not gonna fly?
Behind you.
You know? So then she went into education. And yeah.
Tom's right behind you guys.
Oh, oh, Tom's here. The founder of Blaker Brewing is right here in the back.
Yeah.
Hey, what's up out there?
There we go. There's a beer of the podcast right here, you guys. Woo! Blaker Brewing.
Hell yeah.
Yeah, yeah. So Tom, when did you start brewing beer? How did this kind of come to be?
We're brewing. It's been about 10 years we started brewing beer. Just kind of a little project that got out of hand. So now it's grown into something that I can't stop doing. Love it. Love all the people that work with us and work for us. And yeah, we had a great crew.
Dude, yeah. And then the venue you guys built out of the tarmac, man. That thing's like on another level.
Yeah, for sure. I know people have a good time out there. If you're in Merced County, you got to come check out that spot.
Yeah, dude.
Oh, yeah. It's right by Castle Air Force Base, if you know that.
It's in Castle Air Force Base. Dude, and then who? You guys have the tequila mixer close fall off guy coming July 1st, right?
Oh, yeah, Joe Nichols.
Joe Nichols.
July 1st. Yeah.
For sure.
Joe Nichols, July 1st. Yeah, he'll be there. Yeah, I don't know if he's going to get any clothes to fall off, but we'll try and see what happens.
I mean, dude, at the cover band at the Jacked Up one, the last one who played was about to get some clothes falling off. So I think that that guy could get some clothes falling off.
I mean, that was such a good country festival.
Yeah, dude, that was so cool. What was the last band? No problem with Tom. What was the... Do you remember... Oh, no. What was the last band that played that closed the night out? Do you know their name?
Yeah. So that was Blue Line.
Blue Line.
Yeah, they're good. Yeah. They're smart. Yeah,
they got the crowd going, man, dude. Yeah. They were going crazy, dude. That's fun.
Yeah, we have a lot of fun out there.
Yeah. And so how long have you been brewing with them?
So I have been with Blinker.
How did you become a brewer from... So when you dropped out of college, and then what happened?
Yeah, and then, well, so when I was about 19, I figured out that you could buy all the ingredients to make beer. Like, that was legal, right?
And you're like, I'm about to fucking do this,
so,
man.
So, yeah, I was, you know, in the summers in between college, I was back at my parents' house, so, and they would teach summer school. So when they were at summer school, you know, I'd go into the kitchen, mess around, make a batch of beer, stick it in my closet and hide it. And I was making terrible beer. It was the worst.
In a few weeks, I'm about to become the man.
And, you know, like, you made some ones that were okay. And then your friends are always, you know, generally supportive. They're like, this is great.
We can get drunk off of it, so it's good, man.
Yeah. You know, I mean, you're 19, 20.
Yeah,
you know?
Yeah.
You're like, you don't care.
You can't buy it, so you're like, well, this will work, man.
You're like, this guy's making it. So I think if I lived like 100 years ago, I would have been a bootlegger. At least I hope so.
Yeah.
You know.
And then when did you start like professionally making it, or how did that even come to be?
So yeah, probably in 2016 or so, I went to work for Channel Brewing Company, which is no longer around.
Where were they at?
Stockton,
okay.
Yeah, and so then I worked for them for about 3 years as their assistant brewer and a small batch guy. So I'd brew in the tap room, you know, I was brewing on like a barrel system, which for people who don't know, that's two of the large kegs.
Yeah.
You know, so I'm doing that, you know, on a semi, you know, weekly basis and running the tap room. But I found a job opportunity at Blinker, which I felt like, you know, was a step up.
Yeah.
And so I was their assistant brewer for a year, and then I overtook head brewer about 3 years ago.
Gotcha.
Yeah. Nice. So it's been a 4-year ride for me down in series.
Yeah, exactly. Yeah. Dude, that's cool. And from going to, it's funny how life is, huh? You went from like, I'm going to school for this thing.
Oh, yeah.
I'm brewing beer in my closet.
Oh, yeah.
And then, so when did you leave Cathy's Valley?
Well, I left Cathy's Valley when I went to Fresno.
And then from there, how did you end up in Stockton?
Job?
Or?
No, I had some really good friends that I grew up with in the Mariposa Yosemite area that went to UOP. And so, you know, about 2010, when I decided to get serious about job and work, my friends were graduating from UOP. So I decided to go live with them and, you know, look for a full-time job. And I could just rent a room. It was very, you know, low pressure on me, but it allowed me to just find something that I was interested in doing. And so I went to work for a company called Western Square Industries that makes all of those barrel racks.
Oh, okay.
I don't know
if you've
seen those. You go to a winery and all the barrels are stacked up.
Yeah.
All those metal racks are made in Stockton.
Oh, really?
Yeah. Mm-hmm. Yeah.
Just for some business or?
Yeah. It's just, I mean, they do some gates as well, but I would say probably 90% of their business is just barrel racks. And I was specializing in trying to grow the brewery and distillery side.
Uh-huh.
So that gave me some, you know, pretty cool opportunities to go to things like the Craft Brewers Conference in Washington, D.C. You know, I was able to go to this Goose Island-sponsored barrel-aged beer festival in Chicago. And so I just kind of from there, I was like, had a little tiny foot in the door.
Mm-hmm.
And then I went to work for a tap room in Stockton that was like a pseudo high water brewing tap room.
Uh-huh.
And then from there, that's when I got the job at Channel.
Oh, okay.
So I just
kind of
worked towards it. Like I took.
And did you kind of have that idea? Like, from like when you started, like in your, not all the way back then, but like you knew you were interested in it, you wanted to get better at it, you knew you could learn about it.
Yeah, definitely. I mean, after I graduated high school, I didn't know what I wanted to do, but at a certain point, I figured out that I liked making beer.
Uh-huh.
And that's the, you know, what I tried to pursue.
That's cool, man. That's cool. And then here at Blaker, we've been linked up for, is it 2 or 3 years? I don't know how long.
Yeah.
Two.
Yeah, definitely.
Yeah, I think it's like 2.5 years that we've been involved with. Like, dude, the tarmac events are so fun, dude.
Oh, yeah.
There's always so much going on, dude.
I know.
And, it's crazy how big they've gotten. Because, in the beginning, don't get me wrong, there's, a lot of people in the very beginning. But, the past couple I've been to when I recapture, I'm like, damn, there's, I don't know. How many people, what's your guys' max capacity out there? Do you know or no?
I don't know.
It's
got to
be, 2,000 or something like that.
But, we can definitely get somewhere between 1 and 2,000 people, inside the gates with no problem.
Yeah, comfortably.
There's still room to walk around.
It's not closed thing. But it's cool because now, the first couple years, it was just, cover bands and stuff. But now it's, when nighttime hits and there's a band playing, it's like a concert. You know what I mean, bro? It's fucking cool. Jacked Up was dope. Shout out to Shelly, okay, you guys?
Yeah.
Tom's wife. She put on the Jacked Up concert, and that shit was so fun, dude.
Oh, yeah. She did a really good job.
Yeah, dude. And the what was that band's name with the girls? Do you remember what that name was?
Wasn't it July?
July Moon. July Moon. Thank you. Yeah.
Yeah.
We would have been yeah, it was a redhead and two blondes. Yeah.
And we had Cole Hinkle and the Debauchery.
Yeah, exactly. And
that guy's really cool. I had a good chat with him a couple weeks ago. Yeah.
Where's he from?
He is, oh my God.
Somewhere else, right? It's okay. Don't matter. Just say his name again.
Yeah, Cole Hinkle.
There we go.
Check out Cole Hinkle and the Debauchery.
If you guys want to know where he's from, look him up on Google.
Yeah. Look him up and support him, okay?
Yeah, check out. Support. Oh, yeah. Instagram. That's the way to go.
Exactly. All right. And the way we've been doing it is that when we interview people, we want you now to go pick another brewery, okay?
Okay.
And so go find somebody else. Be like, hey, they're doing live podcasts. Try to walk them over here because if you don't, they'll just get lost.
They get
you know
lost,
what I mean?
You know.
But go ahead. So, and then basically, Blaker's all over the podcast, but at Blaker Tarmac is one of them, and then at Blaker Brewing is the other Instagram if you guys want to go support Blaker. Come out to the Tarmac venue. Events literally all year long. Just dope things to just come see. I'm not doing your spiel for you guys.
Oh, no, I appreciate it. You're better at it.
Exactly. Yeah. Jake, dude, thank you so much for coming on.
You got it, guys.
There we go. And then go pick another brewery. Tell them to come over here or try to walk them. Could you do me a favor and try to fill ours up with their beer?
Yeah, definitely. So who have you guys had?
It's going to be an interesting.
So we've had Dying Breed.
Okay.
We've had
California Seltzer.
California Seltzer. This brewery right here. And then you guys.
And the one from Oakdale, something
Dying.
No.
Oh,
Last Call.
Last Call.
Last Call. Call. Last
yeah,
Call.
Yeah, yeah. Yeah, Walter. Walter snagged me.
Oh, yeah. So, Dust Bowl, Tioga, whoever else, anyone besides those ones.
Okay, right on. I will go do that, and give me a few minutes, and I'll be back with
somebody. Okay, gotcha. No worries, man. Oh, yeah. Thank you.
No, thanks, guys.
No problem. All right, we are right here, you guys. Let me see this. I'm going to show the camera. We're fixing somebody's sandal right now with our gaff tape. There we go. Who would have thought? It's that's how hot it is in the Central Valley, you guys. Sandals are melting. Thank you, Jake. Yeah, thank you. Hey, yeah, where the pine meets the palm, Central Valley. You know, you grab a sticker. Oh, exactly. You have to always drive by Madera, Madtown, man, and see it. I wish it was just a better pine and palm. You know what I mean? Oh, dude, that's cool, dude. I literally have a Pine and Palm, bro, right there. Boom. Yeah. That's cool. Yeah, exactly. Oh, you got it here in Turlock? Wait, where at? Colossal Tattoo in Turlock. There we go. Hey, show the camera. Just put your hand in front of the camera. There we go. Yes. Colossal Tattoo here in Turlock, you guys. Promoted all local businesses. All right. You have fun. Walk around, man. Hang out.
What did you just do, Duffy?
Now we just fixed a sandal.
Any of your shoe repair needs. Yeah. I'm basically the Central Valley cobbler, if you want to know. Best cobbler since
the best cobbler
peach.
Around. Oh man, he didn't even take our fucking.
Oh my God.
Okay, I'm gonna go.
Okay, I gotta pee actually. All
right, we'll run this. We'll run this.
Do you wanna?
No,
you don't. Okay, no worries.
You want to send a pregnant woman with two drinks?
No, I'm going to just go to the brewery behind us and grab two beers. Or do you want to do it and I can just talk to the camera?
This podcast is brought to you by Blaker Brewing, the official beer of the podcast. Located in Atwater and Ceres, this brewery offers not only delicious tasting beer, but great events that bring the whole community together. They even have goat yoga, you guys. Yes, I said that right. Goat yoga. So if you want to go to the tarmac, do some yoga and have some goats run on your back, well, they got it there. So I want to also make sure that you guys are available June 3rd for their Summer Smash Barbecue event. This is a great, great time, you guys. So make sure that June 3rd in your calendar is clear. There's going to be beer, games, live music, cocktails, and so much more. So make sure you guys go support Blaker Brewing, go support the tarmac and their series location. Thanks again, Blaker. This podcast is brought to you by Crybaby Wine. Proudly located in Fresno, Crybaby Wine offers you your favorite delicious tasting wines like Chardonnay, Cabernet, and everything in between. Not only do they offer these great tasting wines, but they also have a delicious de-alcoholized CBD wine. Infused with CBD and CBG, these wines help reduce anxiety and alleviate stress. You can find their products at crybabywine.com, and if you live in Fresno County, you'll receive free delivery. Once again, you can check them out at crybabywine.com. And for 10% off your order, you guys, type in CVP at checkout. That's coupon code CVP, aka Central Valley Podcast, to receive 10% off your Crybaby wine. Thanks again, Crybaby. This podcast is brought to you by the Outrun the Sun race. Buhat Colony High School cross country team is teaming up with Brown Butter Baker and Wooten Fitness in order to bring you this race. Now, it is going to be held at Merced College on June 10th, and it is a family-friendly event. Now, there's going to be a 10K for runners of all levels, a 5K for runners and walkers, and a 1K kids race for those 10 and under. So make sure your guys' calendars are clear on June 10th so that you can attend the Outrun the Sun race here at Merced College. Now, this is a fundraiser to help the families in Planada impacted by flooding, and every dollar donated will go to them. So it's not only a great way to get outside and get exercise, but it's also for a great cause to help the families in Planada who were impacted by flooding. So make sure you guys go support that on June 10th here at Merced College.
My wife is an official ambassador of BPN. And if you guys don't know what BPN is, BPN is literally like the dopest supplement brand around. Here we go.
By the best founder.
By the best founder, Nick fucking Bear.
Veteran owned. I gotta go to the restroom.
Veteran owned. Alrighty, there we go. How's it going?
I just want to say, I would introduce myself.
Micah, right? Your headphones. Your mic. This is Tony.
You guys are super cool.
Thank you. We appreciate it. Do you have something here? Are you representing? Oh, okay, you're just a consumer.
He'll have a seat, sir.
Consumer, and can I watch you guys?
Dude.
I do have a...
What do you do? Oh, glasses, yes. Thank you.
The shelter, which is
okay.
Almost gone.
Follow us to try to DM me, or else we'll get lost. So, but I'll follow you back.
She's almost done.
Thank
with
you.
The so just wrap the snozzberries on that on the Zyme side. Yeah, and the hellas will last for a little while longer. But we're down to 1K. We're almost done, and it's not even.
Pardon us for our.
Tony, how's it going, sir?
Hey, it's going well.
Should if you want to, yeah, put the headphones on. Do you want some electrolytes, Duffy?
Sure. Oh, hell yeah. I am down for
all right, so
I'll grab another one.
Tony, introduce yourself.
Hi, I'm Tony from Sacrament Brewing. I'm the brewery manager and head brewer.
Oh, and so where are you guys located at?
We are located at 16th and J in Sacramento.
In Sacramento, nice, man. Now, Tony, do you guys consider yourself Central Valley out of curiosity?
Central Valley?
I asked that because a lot of people in Sacramento are like, we're our own thing, man.
We're right on the edge, you know? I grew up in Stockton, so...
So you know the Central Valley.
It's been my home for a little while, so...
So we run the Central Valley podcast, but I always claim, here's some electrolytes if you want some, bro.
Thank you, sir. Yeah.
Dude, yeah, I got you. There's a lot of beer going around, so I feel like everyone needs some of that. We started the Central Valley podcast like 2.5 years ago, but I've just been recently, like, I just like, hey, Sacramento, like, if you look on a map geographically, you are in the Central Valley. Like, you know what I mean?
Yeah.
I get it not claiming it, but like, for the sake of my podcast, yes, I do. But tell us a little bit about your brewery.
So we're a pretty small brewery. We have a 15-barrel brew house, four uni tanks.
Gotcha.
Makes it very interesting. We play the shell game a lot, trying to get our beers out in and out as quick as we can. But we do kind of a light-style drinkable beers. We do some fantastic seltzers also. We actually won a beer competition with our seltzer.
Which flavor was it?
It was a wild berry flavor. It was
nice.
Yeah, very light, drinkable, like I said before, most of our stuff is. Yeah, we ended up winning. I got to go for a plane ride for it. So.
Dude, that's dope. Nice. That's dope. And yeah. Where did you fly out to from it then?
No, we actually we did a formation flight. It was for a
Really?
For a historic airplane museum. So
like
I got
a Blue
fly.
Angel type flight, like yeah. Where they got all like multiple
planes.
Yeah,
but much smaller planes, and they don't go as fast.
No, yeah. But I don't know any other ones.
Yeah, but
grab
yeah,
some
it was,
stickers.
It was super fun, you know, and a great experience for me. Yeah,
dude, that's cool. That's cool, and then. And when did your guys' brewery open?
We opened about 6 years ago. So in July, it'll be our sixth anniversary.
America.
Sixth anniversary. Okay, yeah. Gotcha. And have you been there since the beginning?
Almost the beginning. We had another brewer, head brewer manager there before I started, Brendan, who's actually opening up Whale Face down in Long Beach now.
Oh, really? Really? That's really cool, man.
Yeah.
And so you're in Sacramento 16th Street, is that what you said?
16th and J. Yep.
16th and
yeah.
J Street. But is that somewhat downtown right there?
It is pretty much downtown.
Yeah,
downtown,
yeah.
It's kind of downtown edge of Midtown, so.
Yeah. And then how long, is this your first year at the Central Valley Brew Fest, or how many years have you been here?
This is our second year here.
Second year here.
We had a little hiccup with the pandemic. So,
yeah, everything like
yeah,
that.
Exactly.
Yeah, everybody had a hiccup yeah. with the pandemic.
Yeah, exactly right, yeah.
Gotcha. And then so tell us a little bit more about your guys' brewery in the sense of, like, what's your guys' vibe? Is it a little small tap room, or what's going on with it?
We have three different vibes going on.
Okay, so what are the three vibes?
It's pretty crazy, yeah. We have a kind of a club lounge style for our rooftop bar. Uh-huh. We do full alcohol, too. So.
Oh, okay.
Yeah,
so you have a rooftop bar.
We have a rooftop bar, yep.
Sick, dude.
And then we have a huge sports bar in the center. They call them different things, too.
Yeah.
So, it's rooftop lounge, and then we have Midtown Gastro Bar, and then Sacrament Brewing down in the basement, and it looks kind of like a German beer hall.
Okay, yeah.
Really cool building.
So there's like three different layers on it?
There are three different, yeah. So we have our rooftop, a midtown, a mid-level, and then our...
Dude, that's really basement. Cool. Yeah. That's really cool. I need to go. I have a lot of cousins in Sacramento, so I need to come check you guys out.
Oh, definitely. Time. I always tell people I'm there from 8 to 4 if you want to do some day drinking.
Yeah. Nice. And then do you guys have food there or anything, or just brewery?
Yeah. We have burgers, pizza. It's definitely pub style.
Yeah.
They're changing up the menu with the Midtown Gastro Bar end of it and trying to do something more upscale.
That's cool, dude. Yeah. That's cool.
Yeah.
And then so when did you guys open again?
We are open every day now, from about 11 to, I think,
it just depends.
11 to 11, or 11:30 to 11.
Uh-huh.
And then on the weekends, we stay open till 2.
Dude, that's awesome, yeah. Dude. Yeah. That's cool.
I literally said, who do I gotta kill to get this job?
Yeah.
Thank God that's not part of the job requirement.
Yeah. Yeah. So you just wanted to be involved in it before you were involved in it?
So I was looking for a job. I came from Stockton.
Were you in any type of brewery before this?
I used to work at a winery.
A winery. Okay, gotcha.
In Ocampo.
Okay, gotcha.
Yeah.
And so how long ago did you move to Sacramento then?
About 6 years ago.
Oh, so really? Right when you
I was,
were...
I was one of 8 brewers, and everybody left. I ended up...
And are we drinking your guys' right now? Is this?
I don't think so. No.
Okay.
We do have one like that. It might be the Snozzberries, actually. If it tastes like pineapple and blueberry.
I think it is.
It does. You taste like Snozzberries.
And you know what Snozzberries taste like.
Yeah.
Like
exactly.
I googled it. It's not good.
No, this is fucking delicious,
good for some
man.
People, though.
Yeah.
And so are you guys more well-known for your ciders, then?
We don't do ciders.
Oh, no. So what was it? What was the one that you guys won?
Seltzer.
Yeah.
I'm a selfish man myself.
We do a ton of different variety. We're limited by our 4 fermenters. But,
yeah.
But we try to keep it, quite a variety. So right now we have 17 different beers on tap.
Damn.
Yeah.
Wow.
So we keep it pretty
Keep
huge.
It going, huh? You keep it going with new beers, stuff like that.
We don't quite get to the lower half of the valley yet. We're up to Stockton, but
nothing below that yet.
Nothing below Stockton.
Gotcha. But you said you're relatively smaller comparatively?
We are, yeah. We're a fairly small brewery just because of our four fermenters.
Yeah.
We get some more tanks and, you know.
Is that the game plan, you think, or what?
Let's start a GoFundMe, I guess.
Yeah. Let's start a GoFundMe for this podcast, too, man.
I mean, I keep asking my boss, but I guess I got to do the dirty work.
Yeah, exactly. Exactly. That's so cool, dude. Well, so the way we've been doing it, what's your social media for people to follow and stuff?
Social media right now would be Midtown Gastrobar.
Midtown Gastrobar, Instagram mainly?
Instagram, yeah.
Gotcha. Yeah, yeah. Cool, cool.
Yeah, we do have a Sacrament account. And if you want to see what's personally going on in the brewery, it's Itty Bitty Photo.
Cheers. Cheers. Come on over here, man. Cheers, dude. Thank you.
Cheers. Cheers.
So, in Spanish, the word salud.
Salud.
Cheers.
Salud.
Salud. It also means health.
Right.
When the dead man died. Lack of salud.
Lack of salud.
Here, say that in here.
¿Por qué se murió el enfermo? Por falta de salud.
Salud.
Salud. Salud.
It's a play on words.
Hey, está bien.
No, that's not.
No, I'm just kidding. That's what I always say. So Central Valley Podcast. We're a podcast all about the Central Valley of California. We like to, anywhere from like Sacramento to Bakersfield, we like to promote people.
Anything Central Valley related.
Anything Central Valley. So literally it could be a brewery, it could be a local
it's
athlete.
It's promoting more or less the Central Valley.
It's promoting the good things in the area. A lot of people talk bad about the area. We just want to promote the good things in the area.
Right?
Exactly. Exactly.
Exactly. Exactly. Biggest agriculture.
Yeah, exactly, dude. We're all about that. Hey, cheers, man. Salud.
Salud.
Health and
cheers.
Salute, yes.
Health and cheers. health and salute.
I was facing that
right here, yeah.
You guys should check out my moonlighting job.
What's your moonlighting job?
I work at a distillery called Delta Artisan.
Oh, really?
Tell us
about that.
Brandy's historic grapes. So we've picked 12 tons of
Tokay
grape.
How's it going? Go ahead and grab a sticker.
Lodi area. They were actually planted in 1909.
Damn, and, really?
We're making some great brandy out of it.
That's dope.
Yeah. It's a kind of eau de vie style. You get a lot of fruit from it instead of that dry kind of thing. But
so you have two jobs then, huh?
Yeah, you could call it another job. It's more of a fun thing for me.
Yeah, it's like your passion, your little hobby, exactly. Oh, yeah. Yeah, plug that, man. Is there anything that people can follow to support that?
Delta Artisan.
At Delta Artisan. All right, and that's the Sacramento area, too?
They're in Lodi.
Lodi. Oh, okay. Yeah.
They're far away. They're right next to Highwater.
Yeah. Oh, okay. Yeah. Cool, man.
Yeah.
So you drive back and forth sometimes and stuff?
Sometimes, yeah. When I'm helping them out, especially during the summer, you know, when we got to pick some fruit or late summer, I should say.
Dude, that's
summer,
cool. So you're just in, in all over in the anything alcohol type of game, huh?
Anything fermented except for cheese and pickles.
Yeah. It's okay. My dad actually works at Hillmar Cheese, so he's got that one covered. Oh, okay.
I'm going to have to call him up. I love cheese.
So. Yeah, exactly. Dry Jack, bro. If you ever get a chance, get some Dry Jack. It's my favorite.
It's the
absolute best type of cheese I've ever had.
Yeah. No, I would kill for some Dry Jack right now, yeah.
Exactly.
It actually go well with my beer.
Yeah, exactly. Exactly. So the way we've been doing it here is we want you to tag somebody in now. So for the podcast is like just try to find another brewery basically and try to walk them over here because if not, they're just not going to come basically.
Okay.
Just try to get another brewery and say, hey, they're doing a podcast. They want to learn about you guys. So if you could do that for us, that'd be great.
What's that lasso that Dying Breed had?
No, we already had him on. Yeah, exactly. So we've had Dying Breed.
I'm just going to borrow their lasso. And
exactly. Exactly. So who we've had on is Dying Breed. We've had Last Call. We've had Blaker. We've had, I forget.
California Seltzer.
California Seltzer. And then these people right here, Duffy.
Oh, shit. Is it 5 Point?
I got someone in mind. He just walked by.
Okay, go get him, and then we appreciate it, man, dude.
All right.
And you can take the headphones off. Eric, thank you so much for coming on, man. Dude, of course. It's fine. Don't forget.
Anytime, like I said. age of four, I'm there if you want to do day drinking.
Okay, gotcha, gotcha. We'll let you know.
Have a
good one, man.
Man, you guys got rid of hella stickers.
Dude, people are fucking coming up for these stickers.
I know.
And they're coming up just to talk to us in general.
Man. Yeah. One guy's on some quest bullshit. We're going to have to cut.
Oh, he brought his fucking electrolyte. Oh, when he comes back, I'll give him his electrolytes.
Oh, my God.
We're making me Duffy electrolytes. Duffy, one of those is muted.
I know.
Oh, okay.
It's the guest mic. It's just so that people can hear us.
Okay, no worries.
In the meantime.
No worries. I just saw it right now. All righty, damn.
let me flip
got mics. Go ahead, grab some stickers. Check out our podcast.
Oh man, I saw one lady. I think Lindsay saw her too. But there was one lady who walked
fucked
by.
Fucked up or what?
Red, just no, sunburns.
Look at the bathrooms. Can you pass me those headphones? I have to wipe them off. They're all dirty. they've been so much sweat on these headphones.
Oh yeah.
Different sweat. We're gonna have to disinfect this.
Mm-hmm. Yeah, we are.
We do what we do here.
So Dave, the guy that came up to us during the first guest, with the sunglasses on, his name's David. He owns the Mammoth Dump Company that I shot a video for, and the one who he also runs like. I saw him walk by again. If I see him again when we don't have anybody, I want him to jump on and just promote his business. But he's a cool-ass dude. I met him at Blaker like a year and a half ago. And then he started his dump company, had me do something. And now he helps other people run promote their businesses.
It almost sounded like he runs this dump company.
No, dump. 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 Yeah. As in mammoth dumps. He takes fat dumps, you guys.
Jesus.
No, that's what everybody said. It's a catchy name for that reason, like mammoth dump. Yeah, we are podcasting live right now. You got something to plug? No? Well, just introduce yourself and what you like about the Central Valley Brew Fest.
Hi, my name is Monica Valenzuela. I'm actually from Merced, California.
Hey, we are too.
Let's go.
So this is my first time here, and I'm having the best time ever.
Oh, same with us. It's awesome.
All right, it's our first time too, man, and we're having a great time. Grab some stickers, you guys. Check out our podcast. Let me pull this for you, sir. There we go. Wait, sir, what's his name again?
I don't know.
Oh, yeah. Yeah, thanks.
How's it going, man?
Good.
So we're, Duffy, mute.
Yeah.
What's up? Central Valley Podcast, everything about the Central Valley, from athletes to businesses to breweries.
Comedians
to musical
small
artists.
Businesses.
Everything. So, like, just grab one of these or scan it. Check out our Instagram. We have tons of promos there. It's not daily, it's like weekly, basically.
Yeah,
all right,
no,
thank
it,
you guys so much.
Right,
yeah, check it
one.
Out. All right, man, how's it going?
It's all good. Thank
so
you.
So introduce yourself and who you are.
My name is Drew O'Brien. I work for Crow and Wolf Brewing out of Clovis, California.
Crow and Wolf, is that what it is?
Yeah,
correct. Gotcha, so tell us a little bit about it.
We've been open a little bit over 2 years. We're two guys that have a passion for brewing and... a real, real creative hand, you know. I feel like these guys are different. I don't know if you guys have tried any of our beers yet.
But, we haven't yet. Maybe after this we can go grab some of those.
Our seltzers are different. It's
Also, you might want to talk like right into it because it's kind of loud outside. Yeah.
Sorry about that.
No, you're good.
It's all good.
But yeah, our brewery, we just think outside the box, you know. I know seltzers were a thing a couple years ago, but we're bringing seltzers back. You know, we got a whole seltzer line
BCB,
over there.
BCB, man, bring seltzers back.
Hell yeah, that's my shit. Well, BSB.
Straight up. But yeah, no, we got to...
SB. Sorry, I'm illiterate.
we sell distro right now just in the South Valley. We're out of Clovis, but we're about to sign a distro deal very currently up here in the North Valley.
Cool,
in Sacramento in the Bay Area.
And so it was just you and your other buddy that started it?
I just do sales.
Oh, so you just do sales. Yeah.
Yeah,
so
no, this is a team. This is a monster.
So do you know a little bit about how it got started? Like with
it was two guys. If you know anything about the Fresno brewery scene, one of the guys came from Tioga Sequoia.
Oh, yeah. Okay, yeah.
And the other guy came from Full Circle.
Oh, really? Yeah. So they both came from... So I do some video content for Tioga Sequoia. I'm a video production guy.
Yeah, okay. So it's a very small town in Fresno, but especially the brewing community. But these guys...
Everything's on that block, right? Are you guys... Are they close? Oh, you're Clovis.
No, Clovis. Yeah, yeah. But there's another brewery right across the street from us, Machine Head Brewing, putting out some killer stuff. The guy Moonlighted, I believe, under Alvarado Street. making a bunch of really killer beer out there. You know, Fresno craft beer scene is just blowing up, I feel like.
Dude, yeah, dude. And just, dude, that one, what is it? What street is it? Like downtown Fresno?
Oh, Fulton Street, yeah. Yeah, they do the brewery
that, dude,
district.
Brewery it's, district
blowing
is
up.
Dude, that
fun out there.
Yeah.
Yeah, and we went to see a show at the Soroyan Theater.
Nice.
And, like,
nice.
There was just, like, you could go to brewery right before
yeah,
that,
yeah.
man.
You know, before it was just very small, a couple big guys, but it's really growing, you know, and Crow and Wolf is, like, leading the pack. I truly believe that. If you ever have a chance to come to Tap Room, 4,000 square foot tap room.
Oh, really?
Air conditioned, always got a different food truck every day.
You do any events and stuff out there,
oh,
too?
Oh, yeah, they do bingo, they do karaoke, they do live music. No, they always do food truck events.
Yeah.
We do a Taps and Tacos event that's a couple times a year where we make a seltzer over there that's similar to one that Taco Bell makes.
Oh, really?
So, yeah. It's,
what, tastes, like a Baja Blast or what?
Yeah, very similar.
Oh yeah. Dude, I fucking love Baja Blast, bro.
Yeah, so they're creative like that. So you guys just got
to
check
dude,
out the
yeah,
seltzer.
Dude, yeah, we need to, man.
Beer. They make really good beer. Really good craft beer.
Dude, that's dope. Yeah. That's dope.
Yeah. And the tag is Buddy
and, do you know...
No.
No, we don't.
No.
Nah. No, this is just a supporter right here.
A supporter right here.
Just came up to, he volunteered. He's actually out of Elk Grove. So.
Oh, okay, gotcha.
He's trying to get the beer up here. He's like, Andrew, they're ready for it.
Dude, you know? Exactly. That's dope. And then how did you become connected with the brewery?
I used to run a huge tap room in Fresno called Goldstein's Mortuary and Delgatessen. It's a 45 tap tap room in Fresno. Sells pretty much most of the craft beer in Western in California. Sells, you know, top 20 Montucky account.
Oh,
top,
really?
Top PBR account, top Russian River account. Yeah.
Were you looking for something else? Did they come and recruit
that,
you?
I was helping run that for a couple years with my girlfriend. And then we just started buying their beer. And I was like, these guys make good beer in every style. You know, a lot
dude,
of breweries
that's
have a couple bangers. And then it's like, eh. You know,
but every style.
Yeah. This year, you know, it's our second year, going on our second year, and we're pushing this year like at 10 to 15 tap takeovers because we believe in our beer that much, you know, and
dude,
our beer doesn't just sit there, it sells, you know, because they make every type of beer well. And that's dude. Hard to find.
Yeah,
you know, it's
exactly.
It's really hard to find.
So what are like the best sellers that you guys got?
The Dark Horse, our seltzer ended up turning into one of our top sellers, the Boysenberry Vanilla Seltzer.
Oh, really? That's an interesting flavor,
unique,
dude. Yeah.
Yeah, it was one of his first seltzers he ever made. I told him, we got to have more sweet options for the people that aren't so craft.
Yeah,
you know?
Exactly. Because, like, I feel like 3-4 years ago, it was, like, heavy IPAs. Everyone is so heavy in IPAs where, like, now it's like, I always tell people, it's like, I feel like so many people are like, I was like, let me get some light beer. That way I can keep drinking.
And
if it's an IPA, it's like you can only have so many of them, you know?
And that's the thing, you know? It's like beer is so trendy and it goes in so many swings, you know? And everybody's like praying for the lagers and pilsners to come back, you know? And
dude,
I think,
dude! And especially the older I get, me and him just turned 30, bro. And I'm like, man, I need a light beer, bro. I need to keep drinking if I want to do this. I can't keep drinking a freaking IPA.
I'm drinking a hazy IPA.
Yeah.
You know? Those, I'm done.
Yeah, exactly. Yeah. How old are you, my dude?
I'm pushing 40.
You're pushing 40. 40. Okay, yeah. No worries.
We're in our 30s as well.
There you go.
Exactly.
No, I'm just very thankful you guys had us out here. This is our second year coming out. Like I said, just everybody look out for Crow and Wolf because it's coming for the whole valley. You know,
dude,
I really truly
dope.
Believe this is like the next Firestone
of
the valley.
Oh, fuck
you know,
yeah,
like
dude.
On that level, you know.
Yeah, so. We did. We started our podcast, Central Valley Podcast, like 2.5 years ago.
Yeah. Were you guys in there last year in the corner?
No.
Oh,
okay. So
there was a different podcast last year.
No,
by
we're
really?
Getting them out of here.
I didn't see
we
them this
kicked
year,
them the
so,
fuck
yes.
out. No, I'm just kidding. No, this is our first year at the Central Valley Brewfest, bro.
Cool event, right?
Dude, yeah.
One of the best beer festivals in the valley.
This is amazing.
Very
this
well
our first,
put on.
Definitely not last
oh,
time.
Oh, you go inside, it's a different vibe than outside.
Yeah.
Everything's so different, you know,
dude,
but
dude.
Very well put on.
Yeah,
dude,
yeah. Shout out to Veronica to be to put it on and stuff like that.
100%.
And I was like, "How did you guys even find us?" And it was like this brewery right here. They were like, "It was like he was like I just was we did a shit Central Valley people say video."
Yeah.
And it was like anywhere from this place smells like shit to we're in between Fresno and Sacramento to
straight up I grew
smells
up
like cum to like everything. Yeah.
The trees.
Oakdale bud.
I just heard about the trees that smell funny.
Oh yeah.
I haven't.
You haven't experienced them yourself?
I need to go find one.
Yeah.
You know,
yeah.
Oh, you don't want to find them.
I grew up in the valley and I'm like, how do I just
if you're Merced,
know what
cum trees are?
No.
I don't
dude,
think they're in
if you go to Merced
right
when it's
not
springtime
anymore.
And the whole
anymore.
Fucking town smells like cum, bro. It's ridiculous, man.
Everywhere though. Everywhere. In
No,
they're in Fresno too. They're in Fresno. There's an area in Fresno.
I didn't realize that. Like we put it in the video because I was like, if like people in Merced will get it, and then people in Manteca were like, oh, bro, that junior college smells like cum, and then other people were like, oh, it smells like cum and ripping, and I'm like, damn, I didn't realize that.
And well,
is it a pretty tree?
Yeah, it's a type of tree.
We've had people.
Yeah, people tell us the name of the tree all the time.
Cum tree is what it sounds like.
That's what everyone tells me. I don't even know the real name.
Yeah, that's what we call it for sure. Is cum tree. But
well, I better get out of here before I say anything else more wrong.
No, you're good. So
it wouldn't be the worst thing.
Can people follow you guys at Instagram and stuff?
We have an Instagram. We have all that social media stuff, but definitely on Instagram, cobbrewing.
Okay, gotcha. Cool, sweet. And so the way we've been doing it is we've had people tag in. So I want you to go find another brewery to tag in to come join our podcast and try to like walk them back or just point them in our direction.
All right, I got you.
All right, man. Thank you so much.
Thank you so much.
Awesome. Thanks for coming on, man.
Oh, wait. Could you try to go fill whatever brewery you get with these for us?
Gotcha.
Dude, thank you so much. Hero, I appreciate it.
Thank you guys so much again.
Of course.
Thank you guys.
All righty.
This podcast is brought to you by Connor Manufacturing Incorporated. They are a local family-owned and operated machine shop that services the Central Valley and beyond. They specialize in complex parts using the state-of-the-art manufacturing processes. Now, if you are interested in using their services, you can send all RFQs through their website at www.connormfg.com. Once again, if you're interested in their services, please send all RFQs through their website at www.connormfg.com. Also, make sure to follow them on Instagrams, Connor_MFG. Once again, that's at @CONOUR_MFG. Thanks again, Sean. This podcast is brought to you by Smiley Service Center for all your automotive repair needs. Smiley's is proud to announce that they have relocated to 254 West 16th Street in Merced. Their team of experienced technicians are dedicated to provide you with exceptional customer service and the highest level of expertise in the industry. They offer a full range of services, including AC, alignment, tire replacement, brake repair, oil changes, suspension work, and much more. Don't wait until your vehicle breaks down to seek professional help. Contact Smiley Service Center today to schedule an appointment by calling 209-722-2616. And once again, they are located at 254 West 16th Street in Merced. Thanks again, Smileys. This podcast is brought to you by WorkNet and the Merced County Workforce Development Board. On this podcast, we often talk about how people from the Central Valley made it, either in a career or in starting their own business. In Merced County, WorkNet provides people with career advice, job information, and training they need in order to change careers. WorkNet services are provided through Merced County, and they are completely free. So it's a no-brainer on if you should use this resource or not, you guys. They have helped hundreds of people and small businesses every year, and you can check them out at WorkNetMerced.com. Once again, all these services are available for free, and you can check them out at WorkNetMerced.com. Thanks again, WorkNet.
Oh, man, finally a seltzer one.
That's my shit.
Man, this is more popping than I thought. Dude, shout out to the Central Valley Brew Fest, you guys.
Honestly.
Hey, Jake, come sit down real quick. Jake, come sit down.
Oh, give him
all right, this is Jake, what's your last name? What is it?
Martino,
here we go. Oh, yeah, I remember this. Jake Martino's here. This is my old coworker from Rivets, you guys. And he's just a consumer. He's a consumer of the Central Valley Brew Fest. You got to talk into the mic, bro.
Sorry, yeah, I'm here. Hello.
Hello.
How's it going?
Jake's on the Central Valley podcast. Hey, shout out to our old Rivets crew. Basically, Austin,
Alex,
and
Augie,
and Nick, basically.
That's the crew.
So what do you want to plug in?
Anything you want to plug, bro?
You can always shout out your wife.
Big Daddy over here.
Shout out your wife.
Let me shout out my wife, Kayla Martino, of course.
Kayla Martino, yeah.
The one and only.
The one and only. And so tell us about these pretzel things. So they used to provide these, huh?
Yeah, so Central Valley, the Brew Fest, used to supply these, right? They used to sell these. Not anymore. But we decided to make our own, and you can see them around here all the time.
Yeah.
People are making these.
Did they used to make those before the arm-sized loaves of bread.
Loaves of bread?
Is that a thing now?
Do you guys even get one?
Pieces of bread.
Yeah. The loaf of bread.
On a necklace.
Oh, no.
That was going to be... Okay. No, yeah, they're still supplying. I think that's a designated driver thing, if I'm not mistaken.
Oh, really? Hey,
did you get one of those? Did you get an arm-sized loaf of bread for a designated driver? You got a loaf of bread as a designated driver, didn't you?
Oh, for special. You gotta be VIP to get a.
You guys didn't get one of those?
We just got two little sample cups, and then they were like, all right, you guys can get as drunk as you want, you know what I mean?
We've been making it worth it.
Yeah, exactly.
Who have you had?
I wish I remembered.
Hold on, let me get the name.
We got Dying Breed, we've had Blaker, we've had. What is that brewery, Duffy?
Duffy's running to it.
What is it?
Duffy's running to it.
Five Window Beer Company.
Last Call Brewery as well.
Blaker.
Shout out, Blaker.
Sacrament Brewing or something like that.
Yes.
From Sacramento. Okay, do you think Sacramento's a part of the Central Valley or not? If you look on a map geographically.
Podcast is coming up.
All right. Well, they'll come up right now. Where at?
Hold on. Just beers.
Oh, shoot.
Oh,
that
shit.
That looks good.
Whoa.
This is the...
What is this? What is this?
It's a seltzer, I believe.
Seltzer?
It's like a blackberry.
Oh, the snozzberries one.
Oh,
try that one.
Blackberry vanilla one, or
yeah.
That's
the blackberry vanilla. Yeah,
they taste like.
It's from like
Sacrament, right, or something like that.
Yeah, like Game of Thrones, Dragon Glass.
Here, let me try that one, Duffy. That one's fucking
good, man.
Really good for a sell. Yeah, Kayla's not a drinker. She tried that.
Damn, oh,
yeah.
Both of these are fucking.
Whoa.
What is that?
I'm gonna try it. Yeah, it's fucking good.
Wow.
I believe this is from what was the last guy's brewery? Do you remember?
Crow and Wolf.
You were writing him down?
No.
Oh, I thought you looked at your phone. Dude, that's fucking good,
that
huh?
Good.
Like Crow, that. Crow and Wolf. So they're in Clovis, and like he was like he's trying to bring seltzers back. He said.
I respect that.
Yeah.
I love seltzer. So
I was like BCB, and he was like, no, BSB, man. I was like, I'm fucking stupid. I don't know what to tell you. All righty. I don't know. I thought there was
supposed to be... I don't know who he called.
I guess he didn't call anybody.
I don't know if we told him to get anybody.
I definitely told him to get somebody, but it's okay.
The dude just dropped off those seltzers?
Yeah, what?
Yeah.
He saw my spot and was like, I guess I'll take it.
No, he was just here.
He was just on, but he was supposed to go get somebody else to come on. But it's okay, whatever. We got Jake now.
I'll go grab someone.
Yeah, yeah. I was supposed to grab somebody from a different brewery, but... I mean, what time is it?
We've been going for about an hour and a half.
Hour and a half of this. I mean, at this point, we can wrap up whenever.
We've been
chugging. This is good.
Yeah, dude.
So every brewery that comes in, are they bringing you guys what they're serving?
So about half.
About half, okay. Yeah.
Forget to tell them.
Yeah, and then after when they're leaving, we're like, hey, can you get us some beer?
So you had Dust Bowl.
Yeah. Oh, we haven't had Dust Bowl on yet. Oh. And so I need to go get Dust Bowl, honestly.
Get Don Oliver, man.
Don Oliver? Is that the main guy?
Brewmaster.
So, dude, they hit me up the other day about shooting one of their Blaketoberfest events. Oh, not Blaketober, Oktoberfest events.
Yes.
I do a lot of Blaker events, so it's
Oktoberfest.
Yeah. Dust Bowl, Oktoberfest.
Dust Bowl, yeah.
And so I do a lot of stuff for Blaker, so that's why I get confused and stuff.
Yeah.
No, but
you're gonna do it.
Well,
it looks amazing. I've seen videos of that. Yeah, it looks awesome.
I really like this song, honestly. Say it ain't so, bro. It sounds exactly like them.
This band's good.
Say it ain't so. It's just a karaoke. Heartbreaker.
You get Tioga or Dust Bowl.
I know. I need to go get one of them.
Did you see us slinging rope over here?
I did see you guys slinging rope over there.
I wrangled the bull. Yeah.
Nice.
We got real bulls out here at the Central Valley Brewfest, you guys, okay? They're not on camera, but we got real bulls,
and if
okay?
you look closely, one of those bulls has a nutsack hanging.
Does it really?
Oh, yes.
Wait, is it like
how Central Valley?
Yeah.
How Central Valley of them to have a nutsack on a bull, right? Normally it's on a white lifted truck, but...
Well, now I'm insecure. No, I'm
All right, I guess I'm going to go get Tioga or Dust Bowl. I'll get one of them. Down that, Duffy.
Oh, God.
Well, thank you guys for having me fill in, hey?
Dude, I'm glad I ran into you, man.
Yeah. No, for sure.
When you liked my story today, I was like, I have a feeling I'm going to see Jake's going to... Yeah, exactly.
Yeah, of course.
So plug yourself, man. How can people follow you?
I think you have them wanting to talk to you in front of a question. You might want to...
But in the meantime, plug yourself.
Okay, yeah, gotcha. After this, yeah.
I mean, you could follow me on Instagram. I'm private.
Oh, shit.
But it don't matter. It don't matter.
Ask. It's Jake Up _. I do cool stuff sometimes. Sometimes with Micah. Very rarely.
Very rarely, but...
But we'll get together soon.
Hey, we're homies. Yeah, exactly.
But I've known Micah for a while, yeah, so...
Exactly.
He once borrowed my bear canister to
go back. Oh, yeah, I did. I did once do that.
He wasn't
going
to give it back, but he did.
I did, yeah. You're like, fuck. And then I bought my own, man, so don't worry. Fine. Yeah, exactly.
And now I borrow his shit.
Oh, yeah. Exactly.
Of course.
All right. Yeah. Dude, Jake, thank you so much for coming on. Hey, who would have thought, man? Who would have thought?
I know.
Not us, huh?
No.
No worries.
Thank you, guys.
No problem. Yeah, let's get this guy.
Nice.
Hell yeah.
How's it going, my dude?
Yeah, how you doing?
Doing well. Put those headphones on right there. So, hey, what's going on, man? How are you?
Welcome. Great. How you guys doing?
Doing well. Why don't you introduce yourself?
I'm Charles.
Talk right into the mic.
I'm Charles Black, owner of Monterey Bay Auto Spa.
And where are you guys located at?
Monterey, California.
Monterey. All right.
It's about 2 hours away.
Yeah, no, it's exactly. Yeah. Yeah. And what do you do?
So, basically, we do detailing, mobile detailing.
Okay, gotcha.
Anywhere, or they could pull up to us, or we even do drop-offs. Like, they could drop it off to us or whatever, and we could bring them the car, whatever.
Oh, really? Okay, nice. And how did this start? Talk, like, right into the mic. Sorry, okay, just so sorry loud. No, you're good.
Yeah, no
just
problem.
So fucking loud.
So it started about 3 years ago. Me and my best friend or whatever is like, hey, bro, like, let's get together because I own a lot of old schools. So I'm like, bro, let's start cleaning cars, bro. Like, you know?
And yeah.
Like, what are we going to name it? I said, bro, we're in Monterey Bay, and then let's put Auto Spa on it. You know what I mean? Like, it's like a spa day for you.
Yeah, I like
so
that.
So we just ran with that, and ever since then, it's been up.
Dude, that's dope. And so when did you start? What year?
2020.
2020 you started. So a pandemic year,
yeah,
huh?
Almost 3 years.
So what part of the 2020 did you start?
Right in the middle. We started like November.
Yeah, November. Okay, yeah, gotcha. Yeah,
November.
Because I feel like 2020 got a lot of people to be like, hey, what do I want to do with my life? That's kind of like a lot of people, even
for
me,
sure.
Man. You know what I mean?
And I was doing like RN work because I'm like a registered nurse.
Oh, really?
And then it wasn't working for me. The 12-hour shifts with the mask, and I'm like, bro, I got to figure it out.
Really?
Yeah,
and then so you made the jump. And then when did you go full time into that? November? Did you just say, fuck it, and let me try?
Yeah, so basically, like, probably like, let me see, November, December. So that next June was a car show, and we got put into the auction, Russo and Steele. And after Russo and Steele auction, our business was booming, so I went full-time and quit the
dude, that's
the
dope.
Right away.
That's dope, man.
Right
that's
away.
Dope.
Yeah.
Dude, that's cool. And then so how can people support you? You have an Instagram or anything?
Yeah, so our Instagram is Monterey Bay Auto Spa on Instagram. Monterey Bay Auto Spa on Instagram, Facebook, TikTok.
Yeah, everything. Yeah,
everything.
And then how far, you go as far, you know
I
what
go,
I mean?
I go anywhere.
So what's the farthest you've gone?
The farthest I went is probably to L.A. I went to L.A.
Dang.
Yes.
And so is it like...
work then, shit. Yeah.
Hey, we've been booming. Like, we did like at least like 2,000 cars already.
Wow. Damn.
Yeah.
And so what are the services you provide for people?
So basically the first service we provide is like the Auto Spa Special, just a regular wash on the outside, tire shine on the tires. Vacuum the inside with a quick wipe down, $100 minimum. I'm not pulling up if it's not.
Yeah, exactly. Yeah, 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 yeah.
It's
yeah.
Little.
And then the next special is the gold package. That's $200, and we just basically just take care of the inside a little bit more. On the outside, we throw a wax. It's basically the same thing as like a Monterey Bay Auto Spa special, and then we throw the wax on the outside, and that's $200. And then we have the platinum, and we just do the shampooing and throw everything together.
Okay, got you. Do like headlights and shit too. You know what I mean?
Everything.
Dude, that's dope, dude.
Yeah,
and how did you get into auto detailing? What was that idea, bro?
My dad's been doing it for a long time, and I'm like, bro, like, I need to start washing cars because I'm always paying these detailers for my car, my old school cars.
Yeah,
a lot of Chevelles, Cutlasses.
Ooh,
and all
yeah. Nice.
So I'm like, bro, like, let's start this up. We started with one van. I'm at 9 vans now.
Nine vans.
Damn.
Damn, bro. And then how was that growth? Like, how did it go from 1 to 9?
Just too much. We couldn't, too much to handle, you know, so we just had to keep on buying
and
them.
And
so
how many employees are there?
We have at least, like, it's like off and on. There's people quitting and hired every day.
Yeah. Every single day people are quitting, man.
Can we pay them? Like, we pay them same day, you know? And then
oh,
like
yeah, so that day.
They disappear for a few days, and when they come back, they want to come back.
Oh, you know? Okay, gotcha, like, gotcha.
No more coming back after you go broke. You know, you got to stay consistent.
That's dope, yeah. Man. Dude, that's cool. That's cool. And you're here because your buddy's with this guy right here?
Yeah, I'm buddy with him, and I'm buddy with Veronica.
Veronica as well. Yeah, because Veronica's out in Pacific Grove and everything.
I work at the hotel as well, right in front of the
Oh, really?
Oh, for sure, yeah.
He's the manager.
Oh, hell yeah.
My guy.
So we got to get hooked up with a hotel room, and then we do a podcast out there.
Right there. Come man. On. Yeah, yeah.
Oh, so follow us on Instagram and then DM us. We got to link, do something.
Dude. Yeah, we'll definitely.
We already tagged you guys.
Okay.
We shouted you guys out.
Thank you, bro. Yeah, okay. Sure. We'll follow you back, and we'll link up again another time, my dude.
For sure.
Absolutely.
We'll drive out here.
We'll drive. Trust me, we'll drive out there.
For Ricky, and they'll hook you guys up.
Yeah. All right, dude, we got
it. You guys, for sure.
Hell yeah. Dude, all right. And then one more time, plug where people can find you guys at and everything
everybody
else.
Can find me on any platform, Monterey Bay Auto Spa, Blue Vans, and we're out here going crazy.
All right. Monterey Bay Auto Spa, you guys heard it here. All right, support them. There we go. All righty. I'm going to go try to get Dust Bowl or Tayo Gascoya.
You don't have to talk to the microphone.
Yeah, no worries.
And thanks for coming on, man.
Oh my God.
Nice. Almost forgot our refills again.
I got you guys. I'm driving.
I'm going for 10. Oh,
this how is much 10. Did you have?
This is 10. Oh, yeah.
Wait.
Welcome to the Soul Podcast of Central Valley Podcast with your host, Duffy Murphy. I'm back. But yeah, this is great. This is great. We've had like, I don't know, with 6 brewers at this point, all different personalities, all fun. I don't know. If you're not here, you should be next year. You could be wrangling.
Everyone is turnt.
Everyone is turnt.
Dude,
I don't know. It's not even halfway through yet. I'm just ready to turn this off so I can turn myself on again. Or not on, turn myself on.
I think at 4:45 is when they stop serving.
Not turn myself off.
Our host left.
He's filling up our drinks. Everyone's wondering where our highly respected host is. Micah's gone.
We don't need him.
We got other D'Alies right here. We got his wife, a.k.a. his baby mama, if you don't know.
This is my baby mama. Men, I'm baby mama. To women,
you got me, sound guy, laugh track, executive producer. If you see me on the streets, that's what I'm going to say. I'm going to... I don't do much.
It's actually not too hot.
Yeah. I was going to ask you what your favorite beer was so far, but I don't think you can answer that.
All of them.
Yeah, it's all of them. Man, there's some good ones, though. So if you guys haven't been here, oh, shit.
Turn.
It's fucking fun. Man. So who's next? Is it Tioga?
I don't Tioga or Dust Bowl.
Those are good ones. We just got a Tioga in Merced, so if you're in Merced, head to the Tioga Hotel, and they're at the bottom. And if you want Dust Bowl, they're in Turlock, and I think that's it.
Hey, can we just fucking sit on these?
How's it going?
Hey, how are you guys doing today?
How's it going?
doing pretty good.
You guys having fun?
If I put these on, can I hear you?
Oh, yeah. Oh, yeah.
You can go ahead, or... You can go ahead and talk till our guy gets here with the next brewery.
Yeah.
Who's your guy?
Micah D.A., the host of the podcast.
Oh, shit, Mike. That's awesome.
He's
you got anything to plug
in? So you got some time.
What was that?
You got anything to plug in? Introduce yourself. I'm talking to that camera right there.
Hey, hydraulic controls, man. We got all your solutions for any ag problems you have with hydraulics.
Oh, nice.
For you.
I'll probably hit you up soon. I work in ag.
Oh, nice. What do you do?
I'm an almond and a peach farmer.
Ooh.
We have stuff break all the time. So.
Well, not only that, but this is a rough year for almonds, ain't it?
Oh, boy.
You know what? I'm really
you
glad.
Wouldn't believe it.
The last thing I heard was even though the fucking bees couldn't come out. Oh, sorry. Can I cuss?
Oh yeah, yeah. We don't got
podcast.
The FCC around us.
Oh,
no, this is a podcast.
Sure. Yeah. Fuck yeah. The bees couldn't come out. It's fucking too goddamn cold and rain the whole time.
Oh,
but the wind still pollinated, so we're all good.
We turned our pumps on yesterday for the first time.
Wow. Yeah.
We're two months
I was like,
later.
Two months. Yeah. Two months. Behind.
All right, that's the host right there. Right,
there we go. Hey,
Before you go, plug where you're from. Tell everyone where they can find you at.
Hydraulic Controls. You can find me at Gerald Carell on something. I don't know if
where,
I know.
Where are you guys out of?
We're out of all parts of California. So we got Stockton. Right. We got Yuba City, Redding. My boss is not going to be happy that I'm drunk talking on the air about it. But, you know, Bakersfield, we're all the way down to Walnut, down in L.A.
Oh, you guys are all over California.
Boise, Idaho.
Idaho, nice.
Wow,
yeah, Salt Lake City, Phoenix, Arizona. I mean, we got branches everywhere. We cover the whole West Coast, so anytime you need any hydraulic help, we're here for you.
Awesome.
All right.
You Make sure you follow
one.
Us.
Coming on, man.
Will do. Well, of course.
Like a whole bunch of I'm doing my best at hosting.
Wow, I think we can replace Micah. I don't think we need him. I came to the realization that we do not need
leaving
him.
Leaving his post.
I'm sorry?
Yeah, it's live.
Oh, yeah, we're running live. We do our thing.
All right, ladies and gentlemen, we got Dust Bowl Brewing here.
Oh, yeah, you can take that free.
The stickers are free?
And then you can just talk right into it just since it's so loud.
Yep, yep.
And we'll wait till they. It's all good. Oh, sorry, Duffy.
Tell us about the beer.
All right, so what? Yeah, we're good. So why don't you introduce yourself for people who don't know who you are?
Okay, Brett Tate. I founded Dust Bowl in 2009.
2009, yeah, really?
It was my brewer, Don Oliver, and myself. Nice. That was it.
That was it. Just started a tiny little operation, huh?
Small little industrial condo unit over there in the industrial Turlock.
Oh, yeah. Okay. Yeah. Gotcha.
Because you guys were originally over, kind of over by the bistro before?
Well, that was our downtown restaurant.
Uh-huh.
But where we brewed the beer was actually an industrial area.
Oh, really?
On the west side, way out there.
Oh, gotcha. Wow. So 2009 is when it started.
Correct.
Was it just an idea? Were you into brewing at all? How did this come to be?
All of the above. And so I was a teacher and a coach for 22 years in high school. And then I kind of came across Don Oliver, who was the National Home Brew Contest winner for Samuel Adams.
And really?
In 06, and he was a Hillmar kid. I lived in Hillmar, so that was a marriage made in heaven right there.
Yeah, my dad works at Hillmar Cheese, actually. Nice. Yeah, full circle there.
Yeah.
And so, and then, started in 2009, and how was the growth process? Because, I mean, you guys have fucking...
Yeah, we're in the top 20 now in California.
Yeah.
As far as sales and production.
Nice.
Finished the year last year at about 22, 23,000 barrels. So that puts us in a rare air, to be honest with you.
Yeah.
There is a disparity after that, though. There's, you know, Sierra Nevada.
Yeah.
And then there's everybody else, pretty much.
Yeah.
But we're growing sustainably.
Mm-hmm.
We're not growing. The industry itself is not growing as fast as it was. As you can see, there's a ton of breweries, so saturation effect takes hold. So.
Yeah, exactly. And then, so you start in 2009. How did the brewery grow? And like in the sense of 2009, when did the downtown tap room happen? When did the big tap room open up? You know what I mean? Kind of talk about that.
So 2009 was basically on Mother's Day.
Tomorrow.
We brewed our first batch of beer, Hops of Wrath, on Mother's Day, and it was just bizarre.
Yeah, Hops of Wrath will get you, man.
it'll put it on you.
Yeah. Sometimes you just need one of those bad boys.
Yeah, it's all good. And then we went downtown in 2011, August 1st, and then we opened up the Big Boy on about 6 years ago. I don't even recall the date. It's been a whirlwind.
So like 2017-ish?
Yeah.
Gotcha, dude. Yeah, because I lived in Turlock from like 2017 or 2016 to 2020, basically. But I remember during the pandemic, I would always go there, and I'm like, all right, I need to get some.
Nice.
Let's go through, get some stuff, you know what I mean?
Replenish.
Yeah, exactly. Yeah. And then, so... What was like the jump? Because I feel like you guys went from there and then opened up a Monterey location. Did you guys just open up another location too?
Okay, so the state of California allows 8 satellite tap rooms on your mother license, which ours exists on the highway in Turlock. This will always be home.
Yeah.
But we can do 8 satellite tap rooms. So one of them is in Monterey. That was our first one. Home run, grand slam, hit it out of the park.
Yeah.
It's an amazing location.
And then, it's beautiful.
Oh, it's just lights out. Anyway, and then we moved into Elk Grove a little over a year ago. Mm-hmm. And now the new one is going to be in Livermore within about a month and a half.
Oh, really? Yeah. Dang.
Yeah, so we're almost there.
So how many? Is that 4 tap rooms?
That'll be 3 satellites with the one mother license.
Oh, with the one mother license. Yeah. And you said you can have 8 total?
Yeah.
And so it's
9 total.
9 total.
8 satellites.
Oh, okay. Gotcha. Yeah. And then what was the idea to jump to Monterey out of curiosity?
So they called us.
Oh, really?
Dust Bowl. I don't know if you know the whole thing behind Dust Bowl.
No, let's go.
My dad was an Okie from Oklahoma. Okay. Came out in 1936.
My grandma is an Okie from Oklahoma as well, yeah.
So a lot of the migrants came west in the 30s due to the Dust Bowl and the Great Depression.
You're welcome.
So that sets it all up, right? And then they ended up in Turlock, and that's where I was born and raised.
Okay, gotcha.
So from that, it was just, I don't know, it was just like this, I felt like I needed to tell the story of my dad's family.
Dude, that's
through beer.
Okay, so gotcha. And then how did the name Dust Bowl come to be? I mean, I kind of get the name Dust Bowl, but how did you think of it? You know what I mean?
So just family. You know,
family.
Just all the conversations over the years. I'm a California kid raised by Okies, so it couldn't have gotten any better.
Yeah.
It was like the greatest childhood I could ever hope for.
Dude.
Crazy. They were crazy. I loved it. But the thing about Monterey was they called us because John Steinbeck, who was actually born in Salinas, California,
in
1909. He's the author of many books, but one of them was Grapes of Wrath. That's why Hops are.
Oh, that's kind of that we played with it from?
We're playing on that a little bit.
Dude.
So they called us. The Monterey Cannery Row Corporation actually called us. We went over there and looked at the facilities, and they haven't put a lot of money into those for quite a while. They're just a money-making machine.
But
they don't reinvest.
Yeah.
It doesn't look like to me. But so we went down the road, and we're driving out of town, and I said, hey, what about that old train depot over there?
Yeah, dude. Yeah, because I like it right there because it's kind of like you're in the parking lot where a lot of people park to go walk to
wherever.
The piers and stuff, or wherever, but you're the only business that's right there, man.
It's so legit. It is so fun to be there. But that's just an extension of our brand, right?
Yeah, exactly.
We are Turlock. I mean, we love Turlock. This is where we'll always be. And this is our home base.
Well, you're at the downtown location when it used to exist. That was the first time I tried like a peanut butter and jelly burger, bro.
Nah,
and I was like, and you know, and I'm like, what the fuck is this? You know what I mean? Yeah. I'm like, what is this,
I
man?
I know, it doesn't even sound good.
Yeah, exactly.
But it's freaking good.
Dude, it's delicious. Yeah, exactly. And I used to work at a restaurant in Modesto called Rivets.
I know.
And they used to have like a peanut butter and jelly burger too with spicy jalapeno jelly. But since then, I was like, oh, I love peanut butter and jelly burgers.
It's weird.
But that was the first time I had it. And I was like, man, what is this?
Hey,
like,
bro. Favorite burgers you guys have.
Yeah.
Legit.
Yeah, dude, exactly. And then so founded in 2009.
Yeah.
You are now, and so is the plan to just to kind of, is it just to expand in California first?
Yeah, we do have beer in Oklahoma, Texas, Northern Nevada, Arizona, and California.
Gotcha. Yeah, dude, so you guys are getting out there slowly but surely, huh?
We are, but, you know, like I said, California is where.
Oh, that's all good.
That's us.
Yeah.
So, that's our focus.
Yeah, that's your focus at the moment, but if stuff naturally comes, it'll naturally come, dude.
Yeah.
I like how you're in Oklahoma, though, too.
I went back there to Oklahoma City.
Did you start talking to people?
Tulsa. Yeah.
What's up, Frankie? What's up?
Hey, you guys. We went out there for the, the opening of it all.
Yeah.
It was amazing. Oklahoma City, Tulsa, those are the two biggest markets.
Yeah.
And they're pretty, actually, you wouldn't think so, but they're pretty trendy cities.
Yeah.
Yeah, they're on fire with food and beverage. Food and beverage in Oklahoma City and Tulsa is on fire.
Dude, that's cool. Yeah.
And it's cool.
And then to look, yeah, and then your guys' beer's there.
Dust Bowl.
And then wait, so is there a location there or no? It just just your beer served over there.
It all goes into Oklahoma City to our distributor, and they disperse it out to 77 counties.
Oh, dang. So a lot.
Yeah.
So that's kind of cool. And it seems, is it kind of like a lot of counties in Arizona too?
Not as many in Arizona, but it's all over the state of Arizona.
Yeah, but that's what I'm saying. That's really cool that and just in the sense of like for us, it's like we know it. You know what I mean? It's home, Central Valley. Like we know Dust Bowl, but it's cool that like in Arizona and Oklahoma, it's like it's a beer.
I got a story for you.
Yeah, let's hear it.
The best.
Let's do it.
One of my most surreal moments as being, you know, I founded this thing is. I was sitting in Sedona, Arizona.
If I love Sedona. There, I love Sedona, bro.
Amazing.
Sedona?
Okay. Yeah. I'm sitting there at this place called Vino di Sedona, and it's a craft beer wine bar, live music. I'm sitting out on the deck with a freaking, like, beautiful glass chalet with therapists. Yeah. Our beer in the freaking... Oh, dude. And I'm drinking it. Listening to live music and I'm going, life
sound
good.
Yeah, dude, that's so wild, man.
Yeah.
And you're like, probably like, how did, like, thinking, like, how did, exactly.
Like, you don't even know where it's going to go yet.
Dude, it's starting as an idea and then all of a sudden it's something bigger than you, like, ever thought of.
Yeah.
You know
but
what I mean?
But we're super grateful for the local community because we wouldn't be able to go anywhere unless it worked locally.
Yeah, exactly.
And it has to reverberate from there.
Exactly, right. Dude.
And we, you know, so if it wasn't for this surrounding community, we wouldn't be anybody.
Unless she was in your family.
Oh, yeah,
so
exactly.
We're always very grateful for that.
Dude, yeah, exactly. And the same thing. So we started the podcast 2.5 years ago, just a room in my house, you know what
so
I mean?
Awesome.
Yeah. And then we ended up, we're located in Merced, so we got a little studio in Merced after that. And then it just slowly grown, like, guest by guest, person by person, you know what I mean? And it's just so wild. And then like, Central Valley Brewfest just hit us up. They're like, do you want to do this? And we're like, what do you mean by that? Like, what is this? This is actually our first time at the Central Valley Brewfest, you know what I mean?
Legit.
Yeah, yeah. And then I was like, wait, do we get free beer? And they're like, yeah. And I'm like, okay, yeah, we're down. I guess we can do it.
That always works.
No, exactly. And then, like, we've never done a remote podcast or anything, man, but, like, just talking to all the different brewers here and just hearing their stories and stuff, it's just cool. Then, like, I've been to Dust Bowl so many times, man. Like, the Turlock location, the downtown location and everything, like, it just, and then, like, talking to you, man, the founder, it's just cool, like, coming in full circle here.
It's cool stuff.
Yeah.
No, yeah, and I just appreciate everybody out there that are craft beer fans and willing to try something different. You know, with flavor and just everything that we do every day, it makes it worthwhile.
Dude, exactly. And then how can people support you guys? What's your Instagram or social media and stuff?
Oh, yeah, we're all over there, you know, Facebook, Instagram, Twitter, all that.
Just Dust Bowl Brewing, basically?
Yeah, dustbowlbrewing.com, all the Dust Bowl stuff.
Type in Dust Bowl, it'll come up, basically.
Yeah, it'll come up.
Dude,
yeah.
Sweet. Thank you so much
Thank
for coming
for
on. Of course,
me.
Dude. I appreciate it, dude.
Thanks for coming on.
All right, hopefully, your headphones, yeah. I hope I film Oktoberfest for you guys.
You need to come out. I think we'll have you out to our opening in Livermore.
Yeah, dude.
Let me open it up in Livermore.
Okay, gotcha. I'll message Michelle then again. All right, sir. Thank you so much.
Yeah. Awesome.
No, I was going to say, you need to watch your mics because there's more people trying to get on. And, like, if they see an open mic and it's free, so maybe sit on the corner because they feel tempted to want to jump on.
I know.
I hosted for 10 minutes. I was like,
I came back and I was like, what's going on here?
No, I told Duffy,
I
told Duffy, I think we could do this without Micah. We don't need him.
Fuck this guy, man.
You want some competition, you got it. No, I'm kidding.
You are Micah. Yeah. My own is my own competition.
We're all D'Aleys here.
Well, I figure we can kind of wrap this up.
We're at 2 hours.
Yeah. Let's just wrap it up and then we can kind of enjoy the festival. Pizza. Yeah, get some pizza and stuff. So before we do, you guys, we're at the Central Valley Brewfest. It's fucking dope. We're going to come back.
I think we
should almost
guys
ever, pretty much every year. This is so fun.
Yeah.
Now that we have an idea of how these things work, I think 21 and over events at vendor things.
Yeah, that I think
nice.
that's our stuff.
I feel like you got more attention too.
Way more than we normally get. Everyone's coming up during the podcast and stuff.
And well, like, I mean, alcohol helps.
Alcohol does help. That's why 21 and over does help. You know what I mean?
Yeah.
And then, dude, imagine.
Then you can cuss. That's
and then,
and then
basically we could have like even this table and then a side table with merch or something.
And I was like, even camera angles if you really want to.
No, no, next time
like,
for
one
sure.
One facing this way because there's people are funny. They're like dancing in front of the like tables and stuff. Like
I know.
They think the camera's pointing.
I know.
At them.
I wish we had it pointed towards them. It's
no,
so funny.
It was but like all around. Like they're just like. I don't know.
And then people
it's
come up and
are,
hey,
people.
Cheers, what is this? What is this? They point at the stickers and stuff. Damn, the stickers are a fucking hit. Oh, my God.
Dude, this is better promotion than I thought.
Wow. Yeah. We really should have had merch. We really needed to have more stuff.
Yeah, you guys, sorry, because
but
it's
that
scary spending $1,000 on fucking 50 hats, you guys.
Exactly, I guess you know what to invest in for next time, like pop-up, you know, and...
Exactly, exactly.
If you guys want hats, DM us about the hats.
If you guys want shirts, if you guys want... I think a lot of people would buy Pine and Palm stuff on anything. So
oh,
I think...
Yeah.
Basically,
we
I
got
think
a
we're gonna do that.
Supermarket version of our clothes. You know what I mean?
I'm on it.
Yeah, Lindsay's on it.
I'm on it.
All right, you guys. Well, hey, we're at the Central Valley Brew Fest. We couldn't be more happy to be invited to this. Shout out to Veronica. Shout out to... California
Seltzer
Company.
All these breweries.
All these breweries.
The ones we didn't get to.
The ones we didn't get to. Next year we'll get you.
Hey, or even DM Micah. Maybe we can have you on the podcast if
exactly.
you're really interested.
And shout out to any guest who came on who isn't a brewer but totally filled that space.
Yeah.
Thank you.
Yeah.
Even if you didn't really know what you were going
to
shout out.
I was trying to
found
tell
something.
Everybody about what it's like here, but I was like, I've just been here.
Yeah, that's all I really know.
Yes.
Well, hey.
Hell yeah.
You guys, cheers.
Cheers.
And once again, to all the listeners out there, we love you all. Thank you for your support. And
drink Bud Light.
Let's fucking run this. let's run this thing up. All right, Duffy, hit that theme song.
Shout out Duffy. Shout out Micah.
This is it. Central Valley Podcast.
Hey, big shout out Central Valley Podcast. You know I had to fuck with it. Hey, shout out Central Valley Podcast.